No, that's a fair point. I'll let you off there. Kassam Looch, thank you so much for joining us. I had loads of tweets and texts about that one. For Kassam is a film and TV editor at Culture Trip. Thank you so much for joining me. Fascinating conversation. That has been a very big story online today. Well, look, I'm done for another day. My first day back off to Mulholland, but delighted to see someone I haven't seen you for weeks and weeks. Mr. John,
it's been quite a while, hasn't it?
It has. Did you deliberately book your holidays?
Yes, I did. I tried to book so our paths don't really cross.
That's wise.
So that's what to do. I'm not actually doing the show today. Because I've just discovered that the origin of my character is also Asian. So I can't play me anymore. So I'm going to have to drop out of that. It will be a lot better and far more diverse. So that's what's going to happen. I wish I'd done my research and checked the origin of my character.
But I
didn't.
But your virtue signalling has been noted.
Thank you.
And you'll do very well as a result. Yeah. I'm back tomorrow to virtue. I usually just vice signal all day. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. John Holmes with you after 1 o'clock after the hit news here at Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
6, 7, 8, 9.
A few more, please.
23, 24, 25.
And put one back.
Eh?
I want 24 carats.
Very specific.
Look, you know that almost everything we buy racks up the Tesco club card points, right?
Yeah.
Well, we can turn those points into serious rewards, like some lovely jewellery, perhaps.
Ah, yes. Carrots, very good. Which will save us money on your birthday present.
The new contactless Tesco club card. A tap is all it takes. Minimum £1 spend.
TradePoint, we've got trade exclusive pricing on all kitchens, like the Sanford textured oak effect slab kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example, excludes VAT 20%. Trade only.
At More Than, we've learned that understanding your pet is tricky. For example, actually means. My litter tray, my poo, give it back. It's even harder to understand them when they're sick. So More Than Pet Insurance comes with Vetphone, a 24/7 free-to-call health advice line. Plus, new customers get 25% off online now. We do more than.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers. They'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so I only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber. Where to?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At exactly 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Victoria has the news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, North Korea condemned again over missiles. President Trump to visit flood victims. An actor quits after whitewashing claims.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May is outraged by the reckless provocation of North Korea after its latest missile test over Japan. The Prime Minister is travelling to Tokyo for talks where Kim Jong-un's controversial nuclear programme will be on the agenda. The Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, is calling for the United Nations to do more.
The missile, which passed over our nation, represents the greatest and gravest threat to our nation ever. It's also a threat to the peace and stability of the Asia-Pacific region. We have lodged a strong protest with North Korea to that effect.
Floods in the U.S. city of Houston caused by the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey have claimed at least 8 lives. President Trump will visit the region later as officials warn that Louisiana could be the next state to be affected. Police in Mallorca are searching for 3 men after a British woman was raped in Magaluf. The victim said she was attacked on Friday night. A missing boy has died after being found in a swimming pool in Devon. The 4-year-old disappeared at a holiday activity centre in Biddeford yesterday. Three in ten landlords say they've put up the cost of rent since the EU referendum and the general election. Research has also found that a third have reviewed the size of their portfolios because of political uncertainty. The creator of Hellboy has thanked British actor Ed Skrein for stepping down from a role in the new film after it was criticised for whitewashing. The Deadpool star says he had to do what felt right once he realised the comic book character was originally mixed Asian heritage. Film and TV editor at Culture Trip, Kasim Luch, has told Talk Radio it's not the first time a white actor has been cast in a role with a different ethnicity.
Ghost in the Shell, where Scarlett Johansson played an Asian character. Tilda Swinton did the same in Doctor Strange, where she played a character known as the Ancient One, and they rewrote that character to fit her ethnicity. That's the majority of cases, and therefore there aren't that many opportunities for actors of an Asian origin or of any ethnic minority to play those big roles.
We're going to be talking about this later on as well. You'll be pleased to know, Victoria. In depth.
In depth? In depth. How in depth?
Well, very in depth. I mean, like a sort of panorama level of investigation, I would say.
I mean, I think
we're
lying.
We're going to knock that up in the next hour or so. It's fine. But we're going to cover it. It's fine.
Okay, good.
Is it Skrein or Skrein?
Skrein.
Skrein, thank you. I wasn't sure.
Alex Dibble went to school with his younger brother.
Is that Dibble or Dobble?
Dibble.
Dibble. Alex Dibble what?
Went to school with Ed Skrein's younger brother.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh.
There
Chloe
you go.
Just said we've had him on the show. We've had Ed Skrein on the show. When,
was it
Chloe?
To talk about Deadpool?
When? Did we? I don't think it was me.
I think it might have been.
I don't know. Well, it definitely wasn't me.
Have you done something about Deadpool
I've just checked in my head and I was off that day.
I think you're just saying that to get out of not remembering this man you've spoken to.
Well, I might have done. I can't remember.
Maybe it's the old age. You just can't remember things.
That's exactly what it is. Talk Radio National Weather. I was going to be interviewing him, but he suddenly realised that the origins were wrong, so he was replaced at the last minute by someone of a different ethnicity.
I mean, that's not true or funny. Very warm and muggy in London and the South East this afternoon.
Well, you're laughing.
I'm laughing at myself.
Oh, right.
Fresher elsewhere with a few showers, highs of 26 degrees.
He was on with Jake Yap when I was away. That's just been checked. So it wasn't me, so everybody shut up. Right, now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket. The final day of the second test between England and the West Indies is getting interesting at Headingley. The West Indies are chasing 322 for victory, and England have finally made a double breakthrough heading into lunch. The Windies 80 for 2 a short time ago, losing the key wickets of Kyle Hope and Kieran Powell. To the football then, it's reported Alexis Sanchez could be on his way to Manchester City, with Raheem Sterling or Sergio Aguero moving the other way as part of the deal. Arsenal have denied claims that Sanchez has handed in a transfer request, while City insist Aguero isn't for sale. Jordan Pickford has been ruled out of England's squad for the World Cup qualifiers with Malta and Slovakia. The Everton goalkeeper misses out with a muscle injury. England manager Gareth Southgate won't name a replacement, as he already has three other goalkeepers in his squad. Finally, tennis. Johanna Konta and Heather Watson are both out of the US Open after first round defeats. Konta lost to world number 78 Alexandra Krunic, Watson went out to Ali's Cornet. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, there. That was, you could hear the power there, couldn't you? The power of TalkSport. You could hear that manifesting in Ben's...
Is that a renewable source?
TalkSport. It's offshore. Windmills. Have you ever, you often see Alan Brazil standing in the sea?
Yes.
Only because he's been mistaken for a lake of vodka or something. He's trying to lap it up. Anyway, shall we? Is there a Tuesday? It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. It's not Monday.
It's confusing.
I know. Doesn't it feel like a Monday?
Doesn't it feel like a Monday? Doesn't it feel like a Monday?
Isn't it warm out there?
It's all muggy, isn't it?
Oh, a little though. Good for the plants.
I was just saying to Doris. I saw her in the morning. Oh. You know what? I said, "Oh, Doris, it's warm, isn't it?" Oh, I said, "Oh, you what?"
It feels like a Monday.
Oh, it feels like a Monday. So muggy.
Like a really warm Monday.
Muggy Monday, I call it.
Talk Radio.
Oh man, there's so much I want to tell you about this Sky Q box. Firstly, it lets you store over 1,000 hours of TV, way more than before, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. And you can record 6 shows while watching a 7th, so you don't have to worry about clashes either. Not bad, eh? Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
requires Sky Q2 TV box and Sky TV subscription, compared with standard 500GB Sky Plus HD box.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock, when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, I am Cornelius' nan. As like the nursery rhyme, we ride a metaphorical buses with snails in Willoughby.
It's one of the worst things about the job.
Everything in Poundland costs a pound.
There is a clause in the contract.
Hello, Stuart.
Nip.
Taylor Swift.
And Conor McGregor have been knocking back sambucas down Wetherspoons. Yay for showbiz, I say.
Floyd Mayweather is quite worried that
the council are giving out
unrefined gold and platinum in condoms.
Well, you're not, because that means something else.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Now, this is weird. Look what you made me do.
What else have you got there in the showbiz bag?
Right, said Fred.
I think that's a legitimate concern some people might have.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
Yeah.
Talk radio.
When I am bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Oh, well, look at that. Good afternoon to you, then, and welcome to your post August bank holiday, inexorable slide into autumn, and thence Christmas, of course. Oh, I was saying Christmas just around the corner now.
I was just saying,
it's muggy, isn't it? Oh, I was just saying to Doris, so Christmas, oh, the Christmas is just around the corner, isn't it?
You know, it comes out so quickly,
it's nearly September.
Oh, they grow up, don't they? They grow up so quickly.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I was in the shops at the weekend. They've got the Christmas eggs on the shelves already. I can't believe it. Anyway, the news today, though, of course, we may never see Christmas, as North Korea has been at it again. This time they fired a missile over Japan. It's the third time they've done so. Oh, honestly, you wait for decades, don't you, for a succession of pudding-faced psychopathic dictators to launch missiles over Japan. The three come along in just 20 years, don't they?
You've waited ages.
And in the same week that Theresa May, our Prime Minister, is due to visit Japan. I mean, is it a coincidence? Yes, probably. Anyway, hello, I am John Holmes. Very welcome, you are very welcome. To your Tuesday afternoon on Talk Radio between 1 and 4. And like that mist that came in from the sea in East Sussex over the bank holiday weekend, affecting more than 150 people and landing them in hospital with stingy eyes and vomiting faces, we now roll into your Tuesday afternoon, bringing you talking news and adverts for monstrous vans. And I can promise you that only some of it will have you vomiting, and we can't promise that by 4 p.m. you won't be left with stinging ears. I was thinking about this, right, so it's like the song Mull of Kintyre, isn't it? You know, the Paul McCartney song Mull of Kintyre. The mist rolling in from the sea. And I wonder now whether it was perhaps a toxic mist that affected Paul McCartney's brain when he stood there at the Mull of Kintyre with the mist rolling in from the sea, which is why we're on to write the Frog Chorus. That's one explanation for it. To be honest, it'd explain most of his post-Mull of Kintyre output. Anyway, hello. By the way, Jeff's just tweeted. Hi, Jeff. Saying Cornelius sounds exactly like my wife. Cornelius.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Jeff.
Yeah. So, what's coming up on the programme, I wonder? Let's have a look, shall we, at the show menu. There it is. Yep, all looks fine. Very good. Oh, that bit's not very good, actually. Or that bit. Or we should probably drop that. Oh, and that... The bosses don't like that. So. Headline Hijack is on the way. You get to make up the news. That's how it works in this hour. Make up a news story from scratch using words that you know. Just a couple of sentences will suffice. If you get it to us, you could hear your news read out as truth to the whole nation. 87222 is the
number. Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Get it to us. The lines are open for Headline Hijack today. Victoria is the owner of this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the mouth. That's the very mouth. And if you'd like to put a little bit of yourself into it, then all you have to do is make up a news story and hear it coming out later on at 2 p.m. Diversity paper review on the way as well. Today, of course, we review the papers, go through the day's news in depth, in analysis, with a different diversity each day. Now, I'll be honest with you, most of the diversities are on holiday. But it's all right, because we found someone from the north, and that counts, doesn't it? The north. Underrepresented in broadcasting, the northern voice, I think. Someone from the north to go through the papers today. All right. Now, a lot of talk of Japan today, of course. Not least because North Korea have fired a missile over it, and indeed Theresa May is visiting there. But you see, we, I think, in many ways, are single-handedly responsible on this programme for putting Japan on the map in the first place, with our current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. Short-form oriental verse of ancient origin. On the programme throughout. There's a big debate at 3. We'll take all of your reactions this afternoon because we're at your radio station. It's what we do. You can react via text. You can do that on 87222.
Start your message with the word
You can react
talk.
Via Twitter, Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Probably Facebook, but no one checks that, so don't
bother
doing that.
Don't do that.
I don't want to bother checking it. We're on Pornhub as well. You can check Or you can get your reaction to us via Medieval Mangonel, which is, of course, a siege engine from medieval times. It's Greek, Mangonel, Greek for engine of war, fixed counterweight style weapon. If you see one, they're in supermarket car parks up and down the land. If you see one next to the bottle banks, pop your reaction in the bucket and fire it towards Talk Radio. Today's Mangonel is in the car park outside Tesco in Halesowen. The Talk Radio Mangonel. Work experience punditry as well. Music today. Zoe's going to be in. She's our work experience. She's going to be reviewing new music. Victoria's got some bonus news.
I don't know what it is.
What is it going to be today? Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Animal. Yeah, it is animal.
Animal news.
Yeah,
on the way at 3:30. Plus, we'll be helping out a Kickstarter project. If you've got an idea, a hope and a dream, you'd like to get funded by the public coin, get in touch, come on the radio, talk about it. Upwards of 4 people will hear about your idea. Plus, we're going to be playing a game of band or gang name. Due to the proliferation of British gangs on the streets, according to the press. Band or gang name. Ginger Davies not producing. Assistant producer Harry is through the glass. Doesn't rhyme. But anyway, he's... Hi, Harry.
Hello.
There he is. Chloe's on the buttons.
Hello.
She's had a hairdo.
Have you?
I am.
Good hair, Chloe. Look at you.
Yeah, that's lovely. Oh.
Like Kim Jong-il.
That's unfair.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He's just good. Victoria's on the news.
Yes.
Yeah, Cornelius is here.
Yes.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Yeah, he is the dead one, Chloe. It's 16 minutes past 1 o'clock and... at least I've got hair, she just said in my ear. It's fair, and I will take that.
In fairness, you just said I look like a dead dictator.
Yeah.
I think you're whitewashing things there, John.
Yeah, am I? That's all the fashion at the moment. Anyway, we'll be talking about that later. So, now, the first story we're going to talk about, because we need to get into it, using the gift of music. If you'd like to work out what the main story today is that we're going to be discussing from what I'm about to play musically, then play along at home, be my guest, and don't write in. Well, you can write in, there's just no prizes. But Cornelius is going to be working on it.
It'll also take ages to get it.
Yeah, because of the system. But it's a very slow system. But anyway, today's big story. What is it? See if you can work it out from this. Today's big story, based on and around today's big song, which is Planetary Go by My Chemical Romance. So unbelievable, you ruin everything, oh, you better go home. I'm unbelievable, yeah, I'm undefeatable, yeah, let's ruin everything, blast into the back row. But how does it link to today's big story? Mm. A lot of guesses coming in. Some of them not bad, actually. Cornelius, what have you been working on?
I reckon, so at the start of the song, John, there was sort of air raid siren. And, well, the biggest story of today would have to be North Korea, John.
Yes.
They've only gone and fired another missile.
Ruddy North Korea.
But this time using Japan as their tennis net.
That's correct. So you're thinking
they're at war with the sea, which we know.
We know that they're North trying to kill the sea. That's right. Have you seen that the Japanese government did send out warnings saying take cover because of the missile warning? So that's why you think the air raid siren at the beginning of this song heralded. It's not the right answer.
Oh,
It's Planetary Go.
Is it a science story because of planets?
No.
Is it? No.
Guess again, Dick Whittington. Didn't really need the Whittington part.
Yeah, very funny. Brexit talks.
No.
The European Commission president says there are still an enormous
number of issues that need to be settled.
Is it terms and conditions? No.
No, you're just reading out something on the screen in front of you now.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you.
It's the
chemical mist. Of East Sussex.
The Chemical Brothers. My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance. Yeah. But that's a hand over the weekend, of course. Still a mystery. Nobody knows why 150 people were hospitalised due to a weird chemical mist that pervaded some of East Sussex over the weekend. Hospitalised them, but anyway. Burling Gap is the name of the place. But what was it? A lot of speculation today, but no one seems to know the answer. We'll be attempting to get to the bottom of it in the next bit of Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Hey, Minions, I've got great news. Hang on, you haven't heard what it is yet.
Scusa.
Say no to slow with super fast Sky Fibre at our lowest price. It's just £20 a month for 18 months.
Whoa. Ooh, la,
la. We'll never slow you down, so even at peak times, the whole gang can go bananas.
Banana.
All for the tiny price of £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a one-off £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV.
Yeah.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky, believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contract, Sky Fibre 25-gig monthly usage cap. Check speeds at sky.com. Further T's and C's apply.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. Thank you, universe.
Dave, it's just a shopping trolley.
It already had a pound in it.
That's what we call one of life's small victories. And here's another. Get a Vauxhall Astra SRI for just £215 a month, plus advance rental. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Search small victories. Personal contract hire. Advance rental of £4,945. 35 monthly rentals of £215. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months, charged at 11 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Order by 2nd October 2017.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Traffic on both sides of the M61 is currently being held at Junction Fulford Farmworth to allow police to deal with an incident. There's an accident on the northbound M1 in Nottingham and Derby. One lane's closed, junctions 24A to 25, with queues on the approach. No change in Bridgestone in Herefordshire for the A49. That's currently closed both ways after a serious accident. Still looking very slow on the M5 in Gloucestershire after earlier southbound problems near Junction 10 for Cheltenham. And there's still congestion on the southbound A249 through Detling in Kent after an accident near to the Whitehorse Wood Turn. I'm Joanna Adams.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. And, of course, we need to talk about today's big story. The fog is coming to Antonio Bay. Not my words, of course, but the words of the 1980 John Carpenter horror film The Fog, where a mysterious fog was coming to Antonio Bay. And with it, the ghosts of long-dead sailors. It's also the words, though, from East Sussex this bank holiday weekend at Burling Gap, where a mystery mist rolled out of the sea, it seemed, and caused up to 150 people to vomit their eyes out or something. The area was evacuated after the, quote, unknown haze prompted emergency procedures, but nobody is sure quite of the origin of this. Brexit has been blamed by many, of course. So a lot of people suggesting it was essentially Europe sending a fart in Britain's general direction, like the French taunter in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Others have blamed the alt-right and the alt-left, because that's currently fashionable. Or maybe North Korea testing some weaponised fart spray. But are we any closer, in reality, to discovering what happened over the weekend? Well, we like a mystery, of course. A chemistry, if... And Peter Fielden, he's a professor, he's from the Department of Chemistry at Lancaster University. He's on the phone. Hello, Peter.
Hello, John.
Hello there. Thanks very much for coming on, joining us. You're very welcome. So, what do we know so far? Do we know any more about this mystery haze?
I'm afraid it continues to be a mystery, because I'm not aware of any actual concrete data that has been gathered on whatever this cloud was. So, it's still speculation, which means mystery to me.
Indeed, and but it's. I mean, is there a precedent for this? Does this kind of thing happen? Has happened before, or anything in this country?
It's a fairly rare occurrence. I mean, you do get things released from industrial plants and so on. Mm. But it's quite rare to find something that sort of comes off the sea onto the coast. You know, I can't think of another example of that in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite odd, isn't it? Because normally when something like this happens, especially with the hospitalisation of that number of people, you know, the experts are there, which I know they are, but, you know, the source of this can be identified quite quickly because they can test the chemical components of it and so on and so forth. I think a lot of the victims were saying that they could reporting a smell like swimming pools, but the experts are saying that they've not detected any chlorine.
It's unlikely to be chlorine, I think. I mean, there have been various reports, and obviously there's been a lot of speculation. And, you know, one of the things that sort of took my fancy, really, I suppose, was a report from the Guardian where Bob Jeffrey from the RNLI said that, to quote, "Whatever it was, it smelt like burnt plastic." My theory would be that it's more likely to be a vessel somewhere in the channel that's probably caught fire somewhere, in that if it had been an actual factory complex, then surely we would know a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think about the sort of plastics that get burnt, you know, insulation plastics like polyurethane,
yeah,
which, of course, was part of the tragic
The Grenfell cladding.
The Grenfell
yes,
tower.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Some people died of the toxic effects of the polyurethane.
Yeah.
But, of course, here we've got to bear in mind that we're talking about a very large area, and therefore the materials that were produced from wherever this mystery source is have been quite diluted. So the effects on the people on the beach were perhaps not as severe as they might have been if you were closer by.
Yeah. It's odd, isn't it? That, I mean, that's, you know, if you sort of smell a strange smell, but then you start, you know, you're on the beach, it's the bank holiday weekend, and you start, you know, your eyes start stinging, and you start vomiting. I mean, that's it sounds quite serious.
Oh, it is serious, and certainly, you know, some of the chemicals that are produced from burning things like polyurethane would have that effect, even at fairly low concentrations. At high concentrations, that they would possibly be fatal.
Yeah.
And they would have the effects of irritating your eyes, of giving you a sore throat, inducing nausea and vomiting, giving you headaches, and ultimately you'd become very fatigued as well. So, I mean, these are classic symptoms of some of those very highly irritating chemicals, the irritants that come out of things like plastic fires.
But if we'd have known, if it was a vessel at sea, as you say, I mean, how far... Because if there's a fire on board a ship at sea, you know, and they're trying to search for a reason for this happening, you'd think we'd have heard about that as well, wouldn't you? Because, again, you know, a fire on a container ship or whatever it might be.
Well, there's the mystery, of course, because whichever line of thought or thinking you take, there's a good argument against it. And, of course, the argument here is, well, as I've just said, the actual source would be at a much higher concentration than the folks on the beach, so therefore you'd probably expect you know, a number of casualties actually on the ship or whatever it is, the container vessel. And we've not heard anything about that. So it adds to the mystery, and, you know, is there a cover-up going on? You know, who knows?
Is it still a no-go area now? I mean, because it's dissipated, hasn't it, the actual cloud? But until they get to the bottom of it, presumably... they want to keep people away from it.
Well, if there is no further material coming to the beach in a cloud, which it seems that it's all gone now because people have gone back to the beach, haven't they? And it seems to be okay.
Yeah.
So presumably the source has stopped producing, which, you know, if it was a fire, you'd think, well, maybe that would just be a momentary thing, perhaps for a few hours until they get it under control, and then that effectively switches off the source of the chemicals.
I've got a theory.
That would fit my theory, but, you know, it is speculation because we have no data at this point. Nobody has managed to take a sample and identify what this mysterious substance is within the cloud or mixture of substances. So it is speculation.
I'm going to speculate. I'm going to say, because people are reporting the smell of chlorine, I'm going to say chickens. Remember the chlorinated chickens? Peter, that were Liam Fox, you know, it was talking about, and it wasn't a problem. I think somebody's been washing chickens in chlorine in the water off East Sussex. I think Liam Fox is down there just swishing them about. I think that's probably what it is. But we'll never know about it.
That's as good a theory as anybody's.
Thank you.
If that's I'm utterly honest.
That's a professor of chemistry telling me that. Peter, listen, thanks for talking to us. And I was hoping you'd clear up the mystery once and for all, but it eludes us still, Peter.
I'm afraid so. Watch this space.
All right, there we go. People hospitalised over the weekend due to this mysterious cloud of gas in East Sussex. Still none the wiser. Cover-up, possibly, suggested there by Peter.
I hope everyone's OK.
Everyone is OK. Cool. They've made a full recovery now. The vomiting, the eye vomiting has stopped. But it remains a mystery. Anyway, so in the next bit, of course, newspapers. Yeah, there's a lot of news, and they're in the newspapers. All that there news. So we're going to be going through it. Of course, today's Diversity Paper Review. We've also got a made-up news story on the horizon. We'd like it to be supplied by you for today's Headline Hijack. The lines are open right now. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news headlines now.
Talk Radio.
The US president says all options are on the table after North Korea's latest missile test, which flew over Japan. Donald Trump has accused Pyongyang of signalling its contempt for its neighbours and for all members of the United Nations. Downing Street says the prime minister views it as a reckless provocation. John Everard is a former British ambassador to the secretive state.
Although North Korea has fired missiles over Japan twice in the past, on the previous two occasions, it said that they were part of its satellite program. This time it said nothing of the sort. So this was an avowedly military missile.
Meanwhile, President Trump is heading to Texas this afternoon to see the devastation caused by Hurricane Harvey. Tens of thousands of people have been forced from their homes by floods, and there are warnings a reservoir will spill over. Police in Devon are treating the death of a boy at an activity centre as unexplained. The four-year-old was found in a swimming pool at Knapp House near Biddeford yesterday afternoon. The President of the European Commission says none of the UK's government's position papers on Brexit are satisfactory. Jean-Claude Juncker thinks an enormous amount of issues need to be settled before talks on a future trade deal can start. A finance watchdog hopes using a robotic Arnold Schwarzenegger head will help get its message across about the new deadline for PPI claims. The FCA started a campaign after saying anyone sold missold payment protection insurance has exactly 2 years to speak up. And the wait is almost over for fans of the Great British Bake Off. It makes its debut on Channel 4 tonight, but will have to hit more than 10 million viewers in the overnight ratings to match the success of the BBC's last series. The weather very warm and muggy in London and the southeast. Fresher elsewhere with the odd shower, highs of 26 degrees. There's more in 26 minutes.
There is, and Victoria will have that news, and it will be laden with lies. One in particular that we'd like you to make up. Details of Headline Hijack on the way. And also animal news today. 3:30, bonus news. Of course, Victoria's bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So she does have to make the time up because she gets paid the same money. Which she's going to say is the right decision.
It is. Yeah.
So today's animal news. And let's see if all that hard-earned cash is already being earned. What animals can we look forward to hearing
about?
I don't know, John.
Because of the time it took you to finish your show opener, I didn't have much time to write my actual bulletin. So I'll start writing animal news later.
Victoria there with the news and the details of the news and how it's put together. Headline Hijack coming next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on air and off the
tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, here's what's about to happen. You have 25 minutes. Count them. No, count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Minutes to the top of the hour. At the top of that hour will be the news, and it will contain a made-up news lie. If you're new to the show, this is why we do it. Because the people listening now probably aren't really paying attention anyway, just sort of eating lunch and so forth. And anyway, a lot of people have gone out for lunch. They're not listening. They get back at 2 o'clock, put the radio on, they hear the news, believe it to be true. We like to put a made-up news lie in there. Fake news. Proper fake news. But we've been doing it before, since before fake news was even a thing. But we'd like you to make it up. Lie your way into Victoria. That's, you wouldn't be the first. So, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's been coming in?
This from James, who says, after Ed Skrein has dropped or screen.
Screen.
Is it screen?
Screen? Skrein?
I think Skrein. Is it screen or Skrein?
Ed Skrein. 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 Let's say Skrein.
The actor Ed has dropped out of the Hellboy cast over whitewashing concerns. After that's happened, actor Dick Van Dyke has said that he wishes to retrospectively drop out of playing the role of Bert in Mary Poppins after suggestions of cultural inaccuracy for a Cockney character, otherwise known as chimney sweeping.
That's right.
Van Dyke's parts will be edited out of the film and a new actor will replace him using green screen technology, with the front runner being Len Goodman.
I think that's only right and proper, because that is dated now.
As is Len Goodman.
Yeah. And which is why it fits. But it's Cockneyist, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. It's a disgrace.
You know, and you're absolutely right. I'm trying to do that sort of act. I mean, you know, all right, Mary Poppins. How you do? Where's your chimney, Mary Poppins?
All right, Mary Poppins.
All right, Mary Poppins.
Have you got the kids with you today?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll bring them down the park. I'll show them a magic trick.
I think Ed Skrein.
Skrein.
Ed should really have done the role, but done the accent.
No.
Because how
we're speaking to someone about this in a bit, aren't we?
We are going to be talking about Ed Skrein.
Okay.
All right. And I think though
maybe
he
can suggest it to
he could have just
to
done
Nola Ujumu from the Sun.
Who?
Maybe you see, who we're speaking to our guest later, Nola.
Yeah.
Maybe you could suggest this idea to her.
Yeah.
Or maybe you won't have the guts to.
I might do. So, in fact, I think I probably will now. See, that was a challenge. But no, you could. But why not? Just if he could have just done the accent. I don't think anyone would have.
I think lots of people would have been very upset with that. Quite obviously.
But Dick Van Dyke, it's fine then. So I don't see.
It's a different time, John.
Different time, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's a different time. And actually, you're right. That didn't tie, because Gary's been on Twitter.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, he said regarding the Ed Skrein.
Skrein.
Story, Ed. Ed story.
We'll just call him Ed.
Did you know that in the popular TV series BJ and the Bear,
no,
they didn't use a real bear? And that is right. That's cultural appropriation of a different animal, isn't it? So that, because the bear in BJ and the Bear, I don't know if you're aware, wasn't a bear, he was a chimpanzee, right? And that is appropriating other animals. And that's not right either, is it? So I don't know that. Chimpanzee should have stepped down and allowed a real bear. Bears are underrepresented in Hollywood, if you think about it.
Would have been dangerous for Greg Evigan.
Well, the actor Greg Evigan, who played BJ, right? But I think it's... because if you think about the roles for chimpanzees in Hollywood, you've got Cheetah, and he wasn't even
Tarzan,
a cheetah. He wasn't a cheetah, he was a chimpanzee. Different sort of animal again. They've done it again. And you've got PG Tips adverts. Those Hollywood PG Tips adverts that they were, right? So that's it's good. But how many bears do you have in films? I can think of The Revenant.
Yeah. There's quite a few bears in that one, though. So if anything, more than what you've said so far.
And The Jungle Book, actually.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
So that's more bears.
Gentle Ben.
Yeah.
And Grizzly Adams.
See, there's loads of bears.
You're right. Loads, so what are these people moaning about?
No one's moaning about
this. They're perfectly overly represented, the bears, aren't they? I don't see why it's a problem. Stupid Hollywood. And the bears just shut up, frankly. Right, okay, so...
they're not the only ones.
Get your headline hijacks in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
You're
like.
Listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
VLUX rewards are even bigger. We could have told you about them with
bigger voiceovers
or bigger sound effects.
But we thought we'd let our rewards do the talking. Because this September and October, you'll earn £25 rewards with every VLUX white painted roof window you buy. And you can spend them in places like M&S, Argos, Tesco and Thomas Cook. Pretty big, huh? Sign up for bigger rewards at vlux.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply.
So, I got home from school on Friday and Mummy said we were getting a panda. And I was happy because I like pandas. They're bigger than kittens and very, very fluffy. Mummy and Daddy said pandas are practical and great value for money. It will have to live in the garage, but that's okay because we don't have a car right now. So there's space.
Be quick. The Fiat Panda Pop, available for a limited time from £6,995, saving £2,410 on the list price. T's and C's apply at participating dealers. Ordered and registered by 30th September 2017.
Have I got PPI? Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right now, all Wrent kitchens are half price with an extra 25% off, and there's 10% off all worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
If you're stuck on the M61 near Junction 4 for Farmworth, all the restrictions have been lifted there. Police have dealt swiftly with an incident, but it is still looking very, very slow moving in both directions. All traffic's been held on the northbound M6 between 17 for Sandbach and 18 for Middlewich. That's because of an accident involving a couple of lorries. Still slow for the northbound M1 between 24A and Junction 25 near Nottingham and Derby after an accident. And in Bridstow in Herefordshire, the A49 remains closed both ways after an accident there involving a tractor. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So with all the talk of Japan and all things Japanese in the news, of course, North Korea, as Cornelius pointed out earlier, have used Japan as a sort of table tennis net while continuing their war against the sea. Japan have fired a lot of... North Korea have fired a lot of missiles into the sea recently as part of Kim Jong-un's unrelenting anger at it. And so, it's the good news is that the missile didn't strike Japan, and thus their ancient Oriental short form verse is still very much out there, and that's music, or rather poetry, to our ears, of course, because what we do on this program is we celebrate all things Japanese, the culture, and so forth, by taking the news and analysing it using that Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We like to look at the news in haikus.
North Korea fires missile over Japan. No, not the home of the haiku.
Yeah. That's the news in haikus. Right, time to go through the newspapers, of course. That is what you'd expect us to do. Deep analysis of the news continues as we bring in a diversity. Now, all of our usual diversity paper reviewers are on holiday. Not together, as far as we know, although they might be. I'm not sure. I haven't checked. But today we welcome the northern community, much maligned here in Britain, of course. So very much outcast. And you might be thinking, that's not a proper diversity. John, is it? How is being northern a diversity? Like we've been talking, like our other diversities, brown, Jewish, bisexual, and so on. How is the north a diversity? Well, I ask you this: how many northern people with accents like this?
Hello, this accent
have been cast in Hollywood blockbusters? Ed Screenskine, you know, he's right to. You know, if he wouldn't play you, he would step down. If in a role of your life, Harry.
I think many people would.
If Ed Screenskine turned up to play you.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame him. I'd step down from a depiction of myself.
Many people, I have to say, are very proud of him for making a stand, taking a stand here. I think it's quite big of him, really. The big Skrine, I call him. Hollywood joke. Screen.
I don't get that. Okay. The big screen? Is that what you were going for?
Yeah, your big screen.
That's terrible! Oh. That is awful! I wish I pressed the dump button. That was so bad.
Harry's been going through the newspapers for us. What have you found today?
Well, you were mentioning this earlier. I've taken this from page 5 of today's Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Now North Korea fires a missile over Japan.
That's right.
They say.
Yeah.
Whereas before they've been just sending them next to Japan in the sea.
Yeah.
it's very worrying. This is the new.
Well, also as we were hearing, it's because in the past they've sort of gone, no, we didn't fire a war missile. It was to do with putting satellites in the air. And this is the third time they've fired a missile over Japan. This time they've not said anything.
They haven't, have they?
So
when do you reckon they will?
It's escalating tensions, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. The Japanese government today have said that, that they're concerned about it, rightly so. Mm. In the Daily Mail here, they say North Korea last night fired a missile over northern Japan. In the most serious escalation yet of its nuclear standoff with the West. Warnings were given to the public last night through the... what was it called? It's
Twitter.
essentially, yeah. Over the Japanese Twitter account.
Yeah. It is, no, don't you laugh, but it is verified. It is there.
It's terrible.
Really?
It's got a blue tick. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's their sort of version of the emergency alert system that's popular in America.
Yeah.
It's very worrying. Imagine that, being woken up at about 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Being told that
North Korea's... woken up by Twitter.
I bet there are people. I bet they wake up and check it. There's an emergency meeting of the UN, I think.
Is anyone entertaining the idea that Japan may have been asking for it?
Well, I mean...
Well, I'm just saying, when I was at university, I made some friends who always used to get hit at nightclubs.
Yeah.
And then, this was in my first year, and then I quickly realised that there was a reason why they always used to get hit by nightclubs.
Because they're your friend.
No.
You like that Con Mendez.
It's because there weren't nice people.
Yeah.
So, are we sure that, you know...
I mean, they did...
I'm just saying, is it something to be worth considering?
Well, they did kill my uncle. The Japanese.
No, they did.
They did in the war. Uncle Eric went to fight the Japanese. They killed him.
How old are you?
Well, he's actually my great... uncle, because it was my mum's uncle. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Great uncle. Anyway, great uncle.
Yeah, I don't think North Korea are going to get them back over that.
Got killed by the Japanese.
Plus, they've changed a lot since then.
Yeah.
No, I think Japan are all right compared to North Korea. I think they're
I'm just saying.
I'm going to side with Japan.
All right.
I'm just saying, when it does all come out, one who said it first.
Right, look, like Donald Trump, right? There's both sides here. Right, you got to say, that's what he said. You got it. There's both sides. I'm not saying either's right or either's wrong. There's fault on both sides. There's bad people on both sides.
Okay. Should I move on to the next one?
Yes.
Okay. From the Daily Mirror today, page 9. Poisonous gas cloud could strike again, any time, anywhere.
We were just talking about this, of course, with the professor from the Department of Chemistry at Lancaster University.
Random event that happened could randomly happen again.
That's what the Daily Mirror are warning.
Yeah.
Rightly so.
So they got an expert, because we tried to solve the mystery. We went everywhere from a fire on board a ship somewhere to Liam Fox chlorinating chicken in the sea off East Sussex. What are the mirrors speculating?
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 explanations here. Do you want me to list them
off
for you?
Yes, please, I do.
A ship performing an unlawful chemical clean of its tank. That's one.
Yep.
Traffic pollution.
Unlikely.
Unlikely. Fumes off a French industrial estate.
Definitely
the French. That's likely. Always blame the French. Is that the rule? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A chemical spillage along the coastline.
Well, yes, but that would still be in the water.
It would be.
Technically.
It wouldn't get in the air, would it?
Yeah, well, it could, but there'd be traces
of it.
The
warm weather.
There'd be traces.
The humidity.
Number five, a build-up of algae.
Potential.
Yeah. Or number six, a burst seal on a container dropped at sea.
A burst seal?
Not like, not like the animal.
Someone's burst a seal on the shore out of it.
A really gaseous seal.
But they bloat, don't they? They build up, right? They blow out, don't they? And if you burst a seal, then you don't know what's going to come out of it. You don't know how toxic it's going to be.
Someone's been playing piñata with a real seal.
Yeah, a real dead
seal. What's happened.
Let's see if there are any sweets in it. Oh, no, it's just a toxic gas.
I think it's actually very likely now that you've said it.
Well, I was mentioning it's a Brexit thing. Because, you know, in Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Right.
Which you've seen, of course.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so the French taunter.
Right.
Yeah, you know, sort of go, I've fucked in your general direction.
Right.
That one. Maybe France, collectively. Right, as a sort of Brexit thing. Maybe everyone in France lined up on the beaches of Dunkirk and
mooned
Calais.
Britain.
And mooned Britain, exactly that.
Yeah.
And just guffed at the same time. And that is the toxic cloud with which we were attacked. And frankly, it's an act of war. Right, because at least North Korea's missile went over Japan. This cloud of war. This fart
came rolling in.
Rolling in like mist rolling in from the sea, as Paul McCartney famously sang on the Mull of Kintyre, didn't he? The mist rolling in from the sea. Oh, my desire is always to be. That's a possibility.
I'll put that down. I'll send that to the Mirror.
Write that down and send that to the Daily Mirror. I always used to think, by the way, that with that song, you know the song Mull of Kintyre?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was Mull of Kintyre. Oh, me strolling in from the sea. I thought Paul McCartney was like walking on shore.
Sort of like Jesus in a way.
Like a sort of. Yeah, in many ways. Yeah. Which he is, isn't he, to many?
Yeah.
I thought he was bigger than Jesus.
Bigger than Jesus, famously. All right, what else is in the papers?
Moving on, we're going to The Sun, because I think there's no other newspaper like The Sun.
It's very much my Bible as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Jesus,
The Sun. Front page.
Well, he's the son of God, isn't he, as well? So that ties in.
Front page of The Sun. Katie Price.
Yeah.
You know her.
Yeah.
She has kicked her husband or boyfriend or whatever he is.
In the nuts.
No.
Right.
Out of the house.
Right.
Because he does not believe she is divorcing him.
Right, what?
I'm not entirely sure about this myself.
I didn't know Katie. Didn't she go out? Who did she go out with?
She went out with some kickboxer, so if she tried kicking him in the nuts, he would have not liked that.
Right.
No.
So who's this one she's kicking out of the house?
Yeah, good. A guy called Kieran Haler.
Anyone?
No.
Haler, Shaler.
I don't even think the son know who he is either.
Okay.
They've not mentioned anything about who he is.
Right.
But yeah, apparently. I'm very dubious about any Katie Price news, because I think she's always trying to promote like some new show on ITV or something.
Yeah, or a book that she's
book,
pretended to write. Yeah.
Exactly.
Is there any of that mentioned in there? Has she got a new book out, a TV show, a reality show? Because that's sort of what happens with these.
I'm just gleaming over it right now, because to be honest with you, John, I've not
you
actually
not really
paid any attention
to this. Just the headline.
No.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, what? Apparently she's not, but I bet she is somewhere secretly. Maybe if you buy The Sun tomorrow, there'll be some sort of plug in there.
Why does this man think that Katie Price isn't divorcing him? When that's all Katie Price tends to do, is marry people and then divorce
that's
them.
That's her track record, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's her career.
You know, it's very much on brand for Katie Price.
No, you're thinking Katie Brand. It's a different person.
No. So I'm surprised that he doesn't believe her.
Yeah. I'm going, as you say, it's her raison d'etre.
Also, great prank, if not.
Yeah. Respect to
Although he hasn't fallen for it.
No.
So.
Got you.
Okay. Well, that's excellent
it's
news.
Not quite news, but there we are. It's been printed.
Yeah.
Anyway, story 4.
Yeah.
From The Times, page 2. Amazon signals grocery war by slashing prices. This is in the US.
Yeah.
Amazon, of course, they do their own grocery service, and they're going to bring that over to Britain probably sometime soon. They've annoyed other retailers in America by slashing their prices to be...
Oh, no, I hope they don't come over here and do that. That'd be awful, terrible. Wouldn't it? Oh, no, think of how cheap everything would be.
Is this the Amazon stores, did you say, or is this...
This is their online...
okay, because they've opened yeah, like, stops.
They call them brick-and-mortar shops, don't they?
Do they?
Apparently so.
Okay. Have they? What, in... Is this in America
or
in the UK?
Yeah, it's called Amazon Go or something.
Or Amazon Shop.
Like a sort of Tesco Express, but with Amazon.
It's very much a step backwards for them.
Yeah, but then...
Last time I knew, there were going to be delivery drones, and then they've gone, let's scrap that. Why don't we, and get this, open a shop?
No, they're still bringing the drones out.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you worry about that.
Oh, good.
Something to look forward to.
You know, who wouldn't want a parsnip dropped from the sky?
Oh.
Hey, over there. Face, mouth held aloft as Amazon just feeds you as well as sending it to. I mean, that's the future there.
So these other shops are angry that Amazon are slashing their prices.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they going to do about it?
Well, they're probably... I'd
release an official statement just saying that phrase.
Yeah.
We are angry.
What are you going to do about it? No, just from Amazon, the official spokesman said, yeah, what are you going to do about it?
That's it.
Yeah, that's right. Business.
Actually, you know what, you say
and
that.
Swear at
Amazon
them.
Have been quoted here in the Times saying, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, Harry, thank you very much indeed.
No worries, thank you.
A diversity pay-per-view there with a Northerner, very underrepresented in the media. So that's why we do it.
Not quite a diversity, is it?
Well, not really, but, you know, it's slim pickings, to be honest. Everyone's on holiday. So,
wish I was.
So do we. In the next bit of the programme, there will be, other stuff. A, we're going to be talking about Ed Skrein.
Hellboy Ed,
as we call him. So we're talking about that. We will be bringing you a work experience punditry review. Our work experience going through the new music releases. That's on the way. The big debate, of course, the news big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll be helping a Kickstarter with their Kickstarter project before the show is over. Plus, playing a game of band or gang name. Birmingham is particularly in the news due to their proliferation of street gangs. The Burger Bar Boys, they're the famous one. But there's a lot of interesting gang names around. So, is it a band? Is it a gang name? Find out in a game of band or gang name before the afternoon is out. Right, Headline Hijack is on the way. We need a made-up news story, and that has to be supplied by you. And, it's there. It's there simply to fool the people who aren't listening to this bit, of course. That's what it's for. News in a couple of minutes. Victoria will have it. She will be saying your lie to the nation as truth. Cornelius, who is today's Headline Hijacker?
It's first-time texter, Esther.
And where's...
Congratulations.
Where's Esther from?
Shrewsbury. She said she's also loving the show.
Oh, that's nice. Hi, Esther. Good. Right, that's coming up. All of what I said is. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Hunt.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco Predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train go.
The end of summer. Night's drawing in. Everything's becoming dull.
But at Fiat, we laugh in the face of dull.
Because colour lives on in the Fiat Festival of Paint. Buy a brand new Fiat 500 and we'll throw in a free paint upgrade worth up to £750. So you can stay colourful in Paso Doble Red, Smooth Mint, Epic Blue. Free paint offer available on new Fiat 500s ordered between 28th August and 10th September and registered by 30th September 2017. Available from stock only, subject to availability for T's and C's. Fiat.co.uk.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your Direct Line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle. And diving was something you did down the bars. Shorts were shorts and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after two. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, May condemns North Korea. EU hits out at Brexit documents and Arnie's new starring role.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has called North Korea's latest missile launch reckless provocation. It travelled over northern Japan before breaking up and landing in the sea. There's going to be an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council this afternoon to put pressure on the secretive state. Theresa May insists her trip to Tokyo will still go ahead.
It gives me the opportunity to sit down with Prime Minister Abe over the next few days and to discuss the action that North Korea has taken. These are illegal tests, we strongly condemn them, and we will be working with Japan and other international partners to ensure that pressure is put on North Korea to stop this illegal action.
President Trump is promising help fast to as many as 500,000 people who may need it after Hurricane Harvey. He's visiting Texas. Around 30,000 people's homes there are underwater, with more heavy rain to come. A four-year-old has died after being found in a swimming pool at an activity centre in Devon. Police are treating the death as unexplained. Theresa May has been criticised over her handling of Brexit by the European Commission President. Jean-Claude Juncker says official papers setting out the UK government's positions aren't satisfactory. He thinks an enormous amount of issues need to be settled before talks on a future trade deal can even start.
We need to be crystal clear that there will be no negotiations, particularly on trade between the UK and the EU, before all these issues, that is to say, those under Article 50, are resolved.
And a fake Arnold Schwarzenegger features in a new advert reminding people they have 2 years to claim for missile payment protection insurance.
Bye-byes for the PPI.
Quite. So you need to decide, yes, I want to make a PPI complaint, or no, I don't.
Make a decision. Do it now!
The Financial Conduct Authority uses a robot which looks like the Hollywood actor's head in the ad after setting a deadline following more than a decade of complaints about PPI. Customers sold policies with things like loans, credit cards and mortgages have claimed more than £27 billion since the new rules were introduced in 2011.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Very warm and muggy in London and the southeast this afternoon. Fresh elsewhere with a few showers, highs of 26 degrees.
Now, here's the thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger's head.
Yes, John.
Now, a few years ago, I had to interview Arnold Schwarzenegger for his new film that he was bringing out at the time. I think it was his first film back after being a politician.
Okay.
And I told him an anecdote involving a robotic head of Arnold Schwarzenegger, whereby a friend of mine had gone for an interview at Madame Tussauds in London, the wax workplace, where they had an Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they'd revamped it, they'd redone it since he'd gone out of politics and so on. And as he left, they'd thrown out the old head, right? and I don't know how, but he got hold of Arnold Schwarzenegger's waxy head. Okay. But then he left it on a tube train.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, and I told Arnold Schwarzenegger this. And because Arnold Schwarzenegger's waxy head was obviously just going round the circle line.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if someone had handed it in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I told Arnold Schwarzenegger this anecdote, just to sort of break the ice, because I'd not met him before. And he just stared at me, right? And just wouldn't speak to me until I switched the talk about his new film. He wouldn't talk about anything but his new film. And I thought that was quite a nice ice-breaking anecdote.
I mean, it's quite funny.
Yeah, but he didn't think so.
Clearly.
He's a very rude man.
Oh.
So, just telling you.
Maybe he thought that you were being unprofessional.
Why was that unprofessional? Just telling him about his head on a tube train. And now, it looks like that head is in an advert, because I've seen the advert and that's what it looked like.
Do you think it's the exact same head?
I think it looks like the exact same head.
Well, maybe, who knows?
So I don't know.
I'm going to do the weather now.
Yeah, I would if I were you.
Have I done it?
I don't know, I wasn't listening. Yes, you did it. Were you not listening? Were you not listening to your own weather?
No.
I mean, someone's done it. Yeah,
oh,
you did.
Okay, fine.
Sometimes, admittedly, I don't listen and I don't know whether you've done it or not. But you did it and you don't know it. See my problem now.
Let's go to Ben Fletcher with the sport.
Okay.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England have a series victory in their sights on the final day of the second test, needing 8 wickets to beat the West Indies at Headingley. The tourists are chasing 322 for victory. Short time ago, they were 91 for 2. To the football then, it's reported Alexis Sanchez could be on his way to Manchester City, with Raheem Sterling or Sergio Aguero moving the other way as part of the deal. Arsenal have denied claims that Sanchez has handed in a transfer request, while City insists Aguero isn't for sale. Former England manager Sam Allardyce told TalkSport it could be one of the highlights of the summer window.
That is a massive deal when you think of Sanchez in the last year of his contract, Raheem Sterling £49 million in a swap deal for Sanchez. Will be one of the biggest deals in this country if it actually goes through.
Everton goalkeeper Jordan Pickford has been ruled out of the England squad for the World Cup qualifiers with Malta and Slovakia with a muscle injury. Boss Gareth Southgate won't name a replacement as he already has 3 other goalkeepers in his squad. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in an effort to improve their image, traffic wardens are being allowed to lend their uniforms to people to wear to fancy dress parties. The new rule will mean that if you approach a parking enforcer on a Friday afternoon, ask them to give up their costume for the weekend and they agree, you're allowed to use it for social events for one weekend to be returned to the traffic warden on the Monday morning at the same location. Initial tests in Didsbury have been successful.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sports. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
8 minutes past the time. Good afternoon to you. If you're just joining us, yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it's a Tuesday. Yes, I'm John Holmes. Hello. So Taylor Swift has broken records. Her new single that came out, which is a sample of I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt by Right Said Fred, came out just before the weekend. We talked about it on Friday. Has broken records on, is it 3 streaming sites?
Three streaming records, it says.
Right, okay. So what does that mean in actual fact? So on Spotify, more people have downloaded it than anything ever before.
Not
that
quite
kind of
downloaded it, streamed
just
it.
Just streamed it.
It's well. Not explaining this. My granddad.
All right.
So it broke YouTube. One day streaming record was played more than 8 million times on Spotify, more than any other song has achieved on its first day of release.
Streaming.
And it's received 28 million views. Oh no, that's on YouTube.
Oh god, I should not explain this to my grandchild.
And a separate lyric video on YouTube has more than doubled the previous record holder, which was your favourite and mine, John. Something Just Like This by The Chainsmokers and Coldplay.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, it leads us neatly to today's text-in, because it's music and streaming. So what we're after today, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Is very simply this. Musical rivers. Streaming.
Because of streaming. Really?
Yeah, that's what we're doing, yeah. So I could start you off. The Nile Rodgers.
Yeah.
Because the Nile
that one.
Is a river.
That's on page one of the of the textbook for music and rivers.
Music and rivers, Nile Rodgers. So, what have you got?
I've got Beck. I probably shouldn't say that one because not many people know the River Beck, because it's one of the tributaries to the River Ravensbourne in South London where I live.
Right.
It's the River Beck. Okay. But Beck is also, more people know the artist Beck, you know, the singer of Loser.
Than the river.
Yeah.
Okay. The River Tyne.
Yes.
E Temper. There you go. You want another one?
The Bloodhound Ganges.
Very good. See, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
What's this music?
It's Orinoco Flow by Enya.
That's a river, isn't it?
Well, and it flows, hence Orinoco Flow.
Okay.
There's also a Womble, but let's not get bogged down with that. It's quite nice, though, isn't it?
Zambezi. I can't think of one for Zambezi. I'll work on that.
Zambezi. Okay. All right. Danube Beddingfield.
Mm.
All right. Over to you. 8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with hashtag musical rivers.
Musical rivers will take from you this afternoon on Talk Radio. Time then to talk about today's big story, number two. As you've been hearing, it's very much all over social media as well. The actor Ed Skrine, out of off of films such as Deadpool and The Transporter Refueled, and television such as Game of Thrones, has pulled out of the upcoming reboot of Hellboy because he's found out that the character he'd signed up to play was of Asian origin, and he isn't. So he stepped aside because that's the right thing to do. If you don't want to get killed by millennials on social media. The good news, though, is that producers have recast the role with Jeff Boycott, who's got no problem.
No.
He's got no problem with it at all. The role is Major Ben DeMeo, I think, who is Japanese-American, former US Marine, an employee of the Bureau for Paranormal Research and Defence, which former cricketer Jeff Boycott is happy to play. So, essentially, are we now seeing, perhaps, the beginning of a new trend in Hollywood as the diversity wind blows through a post-hashtag Oscars-so-white industry? Well, to find out, let's talk to Nola Ajomu, who is the showbiz reporter for The Sun. Hello, Nola.
Hi, hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. So, obviously, you're across this because, you know, it qualifies as showbiz as far as I'm concerned. He's a white actor, isn't he? He's British. He was born in Camden, I think. What do we think of what he's done?
It's definitely a surprise move, but one that is quite nice to see, I think. I believe he's got Jewish and Austrian descent as well.
Yeah.
And he said in his statement that, you know, his mixed cultural heritage is one of the reasons why he chose to step down, because he appreciates that for other people, the fact that the character is Japanese was very important and they didn't want to see that taken away in this reboot.
Yeah, and in terms of how this... I mean, that's kind of... It's probably the first actor to have done... There's been a lot of criticism in the past when Hollywood has, and they call it whitewashing, don't they? This is the phrase that's being used.
Yeah.
Have done it with other films like Ghost in the Shell, for instance, with Scarlett Johansson. But is this the first time an actor's sort of taken a stand?
That's why it's kind of made such waves. Usually it's always like, oh, well, you know, it's been decided up top. But now an actor's decided, well, I feel I'm going to step down so that you can cast more appropriately.
Yeah.
Which kind of forces their hand to do so. And hopefully we won't need to have this happen because they'll just kind of cast the correct way from the get-go, maybe.
Is it about names, though, in the sense of, you know, this, because it's about money at the end of the day, isn't it? That's what it's about, making money. And they've got to sell a film. And if, you know, I mean, there will be excellent actors of the right ethnicity to play this role, of course, but they won't be necessarily, as yet, is big names or household names, certainly, in Western Hollywood, right? So when they do this, they do it they don't do it for any reason other than to make money. Ed's, you know, an upcoming actor who's been popular in the films I mentioned, Deadpool and so forth. So that's what's happened. So, you know, they're going to have to now cast that net wider, but it's not a name that's going to sell tickets, presumably.
Yes, and that is always the problem. And that's happened, say, with Ghost in the Shell, Doctor Strange, even things like the Aladdin live action that's coming
the
up.
The upcoming
there was
one,
a lot of talk with that.
Yeah.
It's happened even with, like, Noah, Exodus, Gods and Men, things like so many films. And the key thing for the studios, they want to put a name that's going to bring buzz to the seats, definitely. But what we are seeing now is there's a lot of films having a lot of success that don't necessarily have the, you know, top stars. Even films like Girls Trip has just made so much money. That's a comedy with four black female leads. That's not usually one that's making over $100 million out in the States, but it has, because the audience has changed a little bit as well.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah.
Films.
But why does it matter? I mean, in terms, you know, what in, because it's you know, the argument, of course, and is a fair argument about you know, minorities being represented within films and everything, especially when it's a character that's, you know, is a minority character. But it's still a type, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's still you know, it's always going to be an actor or an actress of a certain look, a certain way. You know, overall, you're not going to get, you know, fat, ugly bloke or in lead part, you know, playing this. It's always, you know, the minorities change, don't they?
Mm, this is true. There's always a different kind of minority issue to tackle and deal with. But I think this is definitely a positive step. And while there will always be an issue, maybe it can be less of an issue with things quite obvious with, say, a character's, like, ethnic descent, that can be, you know, steps can be taken to better cast for that role.
Yeah.
And just take into consideration that for a lot of the audience who are big fans of Hellboy, they might want that role to be as pure as it was.
But the argument would go the other way, would it not? Because if it's about the origin, isn't it, of these characters, because comic books and so, and you know, any character that's popular, fans certainly look at the origins, and then when you change them, you've got to ask why and all those kind of questions. But you know, the James Bond argument is on the other side of the table, isn't it? Where you go, okay, well, James Bond was written as a white Ian Fleming esque spy of a certain era, but we're okay to change that, but we're not seemingly okay to change the other.
Well, I don't think Bond should be changed, actually.
Okay, well, fair enough. No,
but I know,
but a lot do.
People are really, really pushing for that, and that is very fair. That's a very fair point. So, yeah, you're right on that count. If we're willing to kind of turn a blind eye on that side, then we should be able to. Because also, it's a shame just for Ed not to be in the film, because he would be, I think, quite great in that role.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think he's a great actor. So, you know, he was very...
Yeah, a lot of people are, like, impressed with the decision, but also sad because his interpretation of the character could have been quite great.
Yeah,
but hopefully he can.
Well, is it sort of a box ticking point being made rather than looking at it from a creative point of view? And it's just a case, you know, he's going to have got there was a backlash on social media and stuff with people saying you shouldn't be playing this role. You know, and has he done the clever thing rather than the noble thing of going, if I step away from this, it's good publicity for me. It's not going to hurt me. In fact, it's going to help my career rather than actually do it, rather than from a creative point of view.
It's hard to tell because no one else has really done it before. I don't know if he could guarantee he was definitely going to get this great reaction. He could have maybe thought about that, but I think he's just made the decision that he felt best with.
Yeah, which is fair enough. It's entirely up to him, of course.
Good on him.
On that same point, just finally, you know, in terms of Shakespeare, you know, we know of the you know, the black female Hamlet production and so on and so forth. But that's okay to do. Presumably, we're completely changing the origins of that character, but that doesn't matter either.
I think it's a fine line. I think with things like that, where they're deliberately, completely, kind of reimagining or changing things, it's a bit easier to argue with. But with the reboot, they haven't come out and said that, you know, this was definitely, we were going a different direction with the character. It seems like it was just a case of they just kind of were casting as they've usually casted and has usually been casted in the past.
Yeah.
The actor, David Harbour, who's going to be playing Hellboy, he tweeted and was like, thanks to Ed for this happening, and thanks to the internet for speaking out. But I think it can just be a positive step so that going in the future, when casting, they can think about these things more.
Well, you talk about, I mean, of course, the original Hellboy was played by a white actor as well, whereas, of course, Hellboy's origins are, in fact, demons. So technically, you'd have to cast a demon, wouldn't you, in order to keep its origins correct.
If you can train one not to kill everyone on set.
Fair enough. Nola, thank you so much for joining us. Nola, join me there, showbiz reporter for The Sun, talking about Ed Hellboy Ed. who has stepped down from this role in the latest diversity row. Right, 20 past two, that's the time. Still to come on the programme. Don't forget it, a game of band or gang name. That's coming. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. And work experience punditry is also on the way as Zoe, our work experience, goes through new music. 20 past two, you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Direct Line guaranteed to beat any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Ooh, did you tap our new Tesco club card?
Let's assume I did. Why?
Because when we use it, we collect points that we can put towards flights and holidays.
So buying these nice biscuits...
They're not nice.
Yeah, they are. They're lovely.
Yeah, and they're also Nice biscuits.
Okay, yeah. So could buying these nice Nice biscuits get us to, well, Nice. I mean, nice. Nice.
Precisely.
You mean precisely.
The new contactless Tesco club card. A tap is all it takes. Minimum £1 spend.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off all worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better for the M61 in Greater Manchester. All the restrictions at Junction 4 have been lifted and delays seem to have eased now. The M6 North slow though. A couple of lanes are still closed. Junction 17 to 18 near Sandbach following an accident. Queues about to 16 for Crewe and Stoke. The M62 is heavy westbound. This is because of a lorry having a tyre change near to Junction 7. And in Herefordshire, no change I'm afraid for the A49. It's closed through Bridstow following a serious accident. The closure around the Wilton roundabout for the A40. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of suggestions coming in and we thank you for them for today's texting, which is, of course, music and rivers, because Taylor Swift has broken three streams. Never cross them. That's the advice. But she's broken three streams. She's broken a Spotify stream. She's broken a YouTube stream. And what was the third one?
Did we find out?
I don't know. Anyway, she has, and that's the news. So music and stream. Well, rivers is what we need from you. So, Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. Alex has come in with Shola Amazon.
What?
Shola Amazon. I thought you might get that one. Does anyone get that one?
Shola Amazon. Shola Amazon from the 90s. I don't know who that is.
No.
Fine.
Montel Jordan.
Yeah, good. River Jordan, good.
Okay.
I like the River Seine in Paris.
What's it?
The River Seine. Seine du Tom,
very good.
It's coming from Shuffle there.
Yes. What else has we had? Oh, we've had a few for Zambezi. I said I couldn't think of one.
Oh, yeah.
Someone, who is it? Alex said Zambezi. Oh, no, sorry. Joel said Zambezi top.
That's good.
Alex said Zambezi.
Yes.
I'm sure we can do better, though. A's are good. Zambezi good. A's are good. A's are good. The river Zambezi good.
A's are good. A's are good.
The river Zambezi good.
Let's see what Bill in Holloway thinks. Hello, Bill.
Oh, hello there.
Hello there.
I just turned on the radio and I heard you saying Zambezi, and it immediately came to my mind Zambezi by the Piranhas. They also done Tom Hark. if you can remember that far back.
I don't. I remember Zambezi, though. I remember Zambezi, yeah. Zambezi, that one.
I'm on my way. Yeah, I do sing. Normally, if the place is on fire, that's when I sing, because I can empty the place quite quickly.
Right. What are you doing, Bill? What do you do, Bill?
What do I do? I'm retired at the moment. I used to clean substations for London Underground.
Right, OK. Oh. That's how long did you do that for, Bill?
37 years.
37 years. So we've got some of the cleanest substations in the world of underground, thanks to you.
Well, once we've been there, I mean, they're not so clean when you get there as such, because all the dust that comes back up the tunnels and stuff, and it's a bit of a nightmare trying to clean them, but that's the job, and, I've been doing it, I wouldn't say man and boy, but I used to actually take part as a, what they call a tester, which is you go in and just make sure that people haven't pinched stuff and things like that.
Right.
But it got the better of me doing that because it was shift work and I got very depressed.
Yeah.
And then when I came back or whatever, so they offered me this other job, which was day work basically, and I took it.
Yeah, well, fair enough. And did you feel better after that? I hope you did.
It did help. I do get little sessions of depression or whatever such, but I've learned how to handle them more now.
Good. Well, good on you. I hope you got the help you needed. Listen, you had that kind of work and you were saying, you know, and I wonder whether, and you'd like, you're singing there, and it's sort of, singing's a cheery, I mean, it's a bit weird listening to talk radio because we don't do a lot of singing by its very nature, what do you listen to? What do you do, Phil?
Music I like and music I don't like, one way or another. I mean, when I was born or whatever as such, 1955, I think we had Rock Around the Clock, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. And there's always some record. I can usually tell when I'm on a high or whatever, so I'll get more records when I'm, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed than, otherwise as such. But, like I say, it just depends on the music. I usually like dance music one way or another because I think that's quite ubiquitous. And
In the sense of dance music, like on Strictly, or do you mean like in the sense of... like banging anthems?
Probably banging anthems, but I'm thinking of, was it Chic or whatever? So Chic. Behind that. Yeah.
Yes.
Feral? Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, that's more current, isn't it? You know?
Pharrell.
Yeah, that's it, Pharrell,
With his hat.
Kevin, you pronounce that, but still.
Yeah, that's fine. We're having trouble with Ed Skrine's Green today, so don't worry about it. You fit right
Pharrell
in.
Did the song with the Nile Rodgers, who was also a river.
So, the Nile Rodgers, Bill.
All that type of stuff. I mean, I've got over 1,000 singles from the past. But, I stopped getting them after they went over to CDs and this, that and the other. But I thought 1,000 was enough somehow.
Where do you keep them? Where do you keep them, Bill?
Oh, I keep them stored away or whatever as such. And I was very lucky because the family home burned down and they were stored
away. That's not that lucky, is it?
Not in the sense of the family home burning down, but the stuff was stored in the basement and the water diverted into next door's basement. Oh. And so they were spared.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, what did next door have anything of value in their basement?
I doubt it. I think they only just moved in there or whatever as such.
Right.
But, you have to go on to my brother-in-law to try and sort out a compensation that was done for that as such.
Yeah. We will,
We'll. Yeah, just let us know with number. We'll sort out. So, Bill, listen, are you a talk radio, regular talk radio listener now, Bill? Is this where we find you?
Yeah, I think I can. I'm thinking of the Guinness Book of Records now because there must be someone who's rung into all these DJs and phone lines or whatever. So I said there must be a Guinness Book of Records somewhere along the line. So
is that what you're going for?
Find out what. I'm thinking about it. I wouldn't say I'm going for because I don't think I've got that much time. But you never know.
Yeah, well, you'd be very welcome any time, Bill, frankly.
Cheers.
That new lineup of Strictly, by the way, Bill, in case you were wondering, I know you like your dance music. There was a big launch last night, wasn't it, the Strictly? The T1...
I haven't been following it so much or whatever, because I've been so busy here or whatever, so I'm arranging the furniture and painting the ceiling.
How long does it take to arrange the furniture? You live in a palace?
I live in a flat, but I've got so much stuff in the flat. I mean, this place is like Thunderbird 5 in the sense of monitoring stations and things like that.
Yeah.
But, I'm getting there, though. That's the thing.
Bill, it's the thing, as you correctly surmise. Thank you for calling in, though, Bill, with your river there. That's Bill. Bill's in Holloway.
Apparently.
Not the prison.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Well, he lives in a flat.
Oh, yeah.
We do know that for sure. That's Bill there. Yeah, look at that. We just took a call.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, people do phone in.
We don't give out the number, sometimes but we do take the call.
0344. I don't even know the number. 0344 499 1000. Are we taking calls now? Great.
Why not?
I'm happy to.
It's less work for us to do. We don't have to prepare anything.
Fewer. Yes, it is. You know what? I'll take calls.
I mean, catchphrases
yeah,
as well.
Fewer. 0344 499 1000 if you'd like to call in, like Bill did, about anything.
Well, if you have a river artist,
A river. Yeah, if you've got a river.
Just a river.
You should name a river. What's your favourite river?
No, that's not what we're doing.
It's Rivers of Music, of course. Another example would be S Club River 7.
Yeah, that's coming from the French tickler.
Thank you very much. So get those in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Or, of course, call us 0344 499 1000. That lineup for Strictly that I mentioned, by the way, you probably saw the launch last night. The new names that were added there going into the Strictly house. The T-1000 from Terminator 2. Bungle from Rainbow. The late former Liberal Democrat MP Jeremy Thorpe, who died in 2014. Little Lord Fauntleroy. Molly from The Saturdays. And Joseph Fritzl. All going into the Strictly house. That's good news. Can't wait for that to start. Brilliant. Sequins and that. So in the next half hour of the programme, Zoe will be here. She's our work experience. She's going to be going through new music. But at 2:30, here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has condemned North Korea after its latest missile launch passed over northern Japan. The White House says the US and Japan leaders agree that Pyongyang poses a grave and growing direct threat to their countries. The Prime Minister is still going on a planned trip to Japan this week despite the illegal test.
These action by North Korea is reckless provocation. These are illegal tests and we strongly condemn them. There will be an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council later this afternoon, and we will continue to work with our international partners to put pressure on North Korea to stop these illegal tests.
President Trump is on his way to Texas to witness the damage caused by Hurricane Harvey and its aftermath. As many as 500,000 people may need assistance, and the emergency is expected to spread to Louisiana. Police have reopened the case of a murdered Palestinian cartoonist who was killed in Knightsbridge 30 years ago. Naji Al Ali was known for being critical of Arab regimes. There are calls for an inquiry into reports a 5-year-old Christian girl was placed with an Arabic-speaking Muslim family in East London. The Children's Commissioner for England says she's contacting the Director of Children's Services at Tower Hamlets to establish what happened. Policy papers put forward by the government for plans after Brexit have been criticised by the President of the European Commission. Jean-Claude Juncker says they aren't satisfactory. And the creator of Hellboy has thanked a British actor who quit his role in the new film after an outcry about his casting. The movie's makers have been accused of whitewashing over the decision to choose Ed Skrein to play Major Ben Daimio, who's of mixed Asian heritage in the comic. The weather, very warm and muggy in London and the South East. Fresher elsewhere with the odd shower, highs of 26 degrees. It's more in just under half an hour.
Did you hear that, John? The weather in London is very John Holmes.
What, warm?
No, muggy.
What sense?
You're a mug.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, that, you mug.
Oh, you got me there. You got me good. Yeah. I was going to say, Victoria, all this talk of Ed Screenshrine.
Scrying.
Yeah. Stepping down from the role. We just touched on this a moment ago, but I think it's important. I'm just going to get your opinion. So it's okay, though, that he stepped down from the role because the origins of the character are Asian.
Yes.
Who's the actor? Did you say the actor playing him now? Is it David Harper, I think?
Oh, I don't know who's replaced him.
He used to be played by Ron Perlman. Who was a white actor. But the new actor, I think... what I'm saying is that the origins of Hellboy are hell. So surely that's not right either, because it's misrepresenting the origins of Hellboy. Surely a demon from hell should be cast in... Why is there no outcry about this? Hashtag Hollywood so angelic. Why is there no... Because he's literally... The whole film is about him coming from hell. And then, what's more, in the Hellboy film, he's placed with a family that's not... He's got an adoptive father that's not his. And that's like that Christian girl with those Muslims that you were talking about.
Yes, John.
So where's the outcry about Hellboy and the origins? Why isn't the actor...
Maybe you should be leading the outcry. Who is? It seems like you're outraged.
I am. The actor who's playing Hellboy is not a demon. And I think that...
Are you sure?
Well, I'm fairly sure. I mean, I haven't checked, but I'm fairly sure.
Well, maybe you should check before you start.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought.
Do some research.
Do some research. Anyway, Victoria's here, of course, with the news every half an hour, but at 3.30 she'll be here with today's bonus news, which is animal news. Animal, vegetable, mineral. It covers everything off. And today, Victoria will be doing animals. Why?
Because they're fun.
Right. And what fun animals have you got news about today?
I don't know yet.
I haven't started that yet.
Well, no, because I had to do that meeting at 2:05 every day.
Oh, what happened?
Which I'm usually late to because of you.
What happened to today's meeting? Was it about you being late for meetings?
No, actually, I was one of the early attendees because other people didn't bother to turn up and had to get told to come.
Do you want to name names?
Today's drive time producer.
Didn't turn up.
Oh, John.
Yeah. Who else?
He did when he was told.
What was the meeting about? Anything?
We just talk about prospects, what's coming up in the shows, any news that we need to know about regarding the station.
Was there any?
A little bit.
Was there?
Yeah.
Is it broadcastable?
I mean, I don't think I should say.
Oh, okay, fine. Not broadcastable then.
Okay. Why don't we play a 30-second trail and then you can tell us?
What a good idea. Here it comes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're absolutely right, Mark in Hackney, because I'd be murdered. Right, it's 2:37. Thanks for your message, though. You can message us as well. Here it is, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter. Have you read that?
I am not a lefty hanger-on. What is that?
Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. Now, at just coming up to that time, what I said a minute ago, it's time to welcome Zoe into the studio. Hello, Zoe. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. How are you, Zoe?
You pressed the national anthem.
I did, yeah, I don't want that. That was Land of Hope and Glory. That would have been inappropriate. I mean, you can have that if you want it.
After we got that email? Were you just trying to please him?
There we go, why not? Okay, Zoe, I'll pretend I did it deliberately. Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
Now, Zoe's work experience, one of our work experiences, we invite them into the studio to give them full and proper work experience in front of the microphone, no less. Zoe has joined us to review new music, Zoe. What are we going to start with? We might as well get one away before the traffic and the travel.
Yeah, let's start with Beck. He's got a new single out called Dear Lie.
Oh, that ties in with our river theme.
We're doing rivers and artists today.
Nice.
As our puntetser, and obviously Beck.
Yeah. Get it.
Both of those things. Yeah, good. All right, so what's he doing?
So he's come out with something that's a bit more upbeat and sunny than what I... Because it wasn't what I expected. Like, I love Beck for... I Think I'm in Love and The Devil's Haircut, sort of vibe that he used to give off. But it's a little bit different. It's a bit piano-y and that really sticks out. I'm just not sure. Like, let's have a listen to it.
After.
I'd like to know. Yeah, there we go.
The break.
After the traffic and the travel is when we're going to listen to Beck.
Cool.
So, stay with us, of course, because we're going to be talking about Beck. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about what else?
We'll talk about Fergie. Foo Fighters and... Some of the Killers as well.
There we go. All right, all on the way in Work Experience Punditry, which we'll be doing after the traffic and the travel on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A summer of David Walliams on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
Join me, David Walliams, on Story Hour.
This Sunday afternoon from 3, gather round your radio for a full hour of family fun as Britain's best-selling storyteller reads his brilliant novel, Demon Dentist.
I am your new dentist. My name is Miss Root.
Join David Walliams for Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Visit worldofdavidwalliams.com to buy your copy of Demon Dentist.
The Sky Variety Bundle is bursting with great entertainment. Enjoy explosive big screen drama like Game of Thrones, exciting documentaries on Nat Geo, and a whole range of brilliant kids shows. So, For a bundle that's bursting with brilliant TV, join or recontract with the Variety Bundle, down from £32 to £25 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, new 18-month contract, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. Payment by direct debit. Further terms apply.
TradePoint, we've got trade-exclusive pricing on all kitchens. Like the Sanford textured Oak Effect slab kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in-store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster?
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 is looking slow northbound towards an accident between 17 for Sandbach and 18 for Middlewich. Two lanes are closed. Queues are back to junction 16 for Crewe and Stoke. No change through Bridgestone in Herefordshire. The A49 remains closed both ways following a serious accident. You've been diverted via Monmouth on the A466 and the A40. The Hertfordshire stretch of the clockwise M25 is queuing towards an accident near junction 23. And in Hampshire, there's delays on the westbound A31 as you leave the M27 and head towards Stony Cross. A lane block there because of a breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different.
Now, I'm with you from 6 in the morning till 10, 5 days a week, 20 hours, and I'd love the pleasure of your company, but I'm a realist. Although it's disappointing, maybe you can't catch me for 20 hours a week, but you can pick up my best bits via our podcast. Just go to talkradio.co.uk and download the best of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Glory be to Pod.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, work experience. Punditry is where we find ourselves here on Talk Radio in the afternoons as our work experiences review stuff for us. Before that, though, there's the small matter of the complexity of the news. Now, there's a lot around today. We've been talking about the mysterious mist. The mist-ery. If you like, which was a chemical haze that came into East Sussex over the bank holiday weekend, hospitalised some people with vomiting and eye stinging. So that's it. We tried to solve it earlier. We haven't got to the bottom of it yet. We had a professor of chemistry on. Didn't solve the chemistry, however. We've also been talking about the actor Ed Skrein.
Skrein?
Hellboy Ed, who, of course, has stepped down from a role in the forthcoming Hellboy film. We're talking about that. There's a lot going on. Theresa May's visiting Japan. North Korea have fired a missile at her. There's a lot going on in the news. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. It's all right. We're here to help. And we do it, of course, by going over to that excellent Eastern nation. That, of course, is the traditional home of short-form Oriental verse. Japanese poetry is what I'm talking about. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Trump to visit the site of the flood. No, not the Russian hotel room.
Yeah. The news in haikus. Now, before the break, we were just talking about the new single that Beck is bringing out. Remind us of what you thought, Zoe. You said it's sort of piano-led.
Yeah, so there's like a heavy piano bit that kind of stands above anything else.
Yeah.
When I first heard it, it was more listening to the instruments than actually what Beck was saying.
Okay.
So it was a bit confusing, but people were saying, oh, it's upbeat and it's sunny, but the critics are not having any of it. They're like, no, it's a chore to listen to, don't want anything to do with it.
A chore to listen to.
Apparently.
An actual job to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we've got a little clip of it.
Yes, we do.
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah. Oh. What's it called?
Dear Life.
By Beck. Did it feel like a chore to anybody? I mean, that
I think that's
little,
unfair.
Little
I've little heard little. Much worse music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. That is true.
I mean, how long has he been away, Beck? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been quite a while. Yeah. I think it's been a good few years, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's one that will grow on everyone. It'll be played a lot. Everyone will
not
eventually
on here, not
love
on
it.
Here.
Not on here, no. No.
That'd be against the licence. I mean, and you said you were a Beck fan in the first,
yeah,
early on.
Like, I like his early
Devil's
stuff.
Devil's Haircut. And...
Yeah, and I Think I'm in Love and that sort of era. So I'm interested, but not completely satisfied.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Oh, that sounds like my sex life. at least I've got one, Cornelius. Right, so next tune... Is what?
Is Fergie. Let's get it out of the way.
This is Fergie, as in the
former Man U manager.
Oh, I thought it was Sarah Ferguson, the former wife
no.
of Prince Andrew.
No, no, it's
Alex brought
Ferguson.
A single out.
It's actually the lady that was in Black Eyed Peas with Will I Am. Oh. She's had a really, really long break from music. It's been about 10 years. I think she released a single last year called MILFs. With Kim Kardashian.
MILFs.
Yeah, let's move on from that, yeah. Please. Right.
What does that stand for?
No.
Okay.
And so she's got a new song with Nicki Minaj in it. So, yeah, I'm going to give this to you and we'll get past it because I've got some good ones coming up.
Okay. Here it comes.
See young Nicki in a week. 5 shows made 3 million a week. You are now looking at the best, the elite. Too bad you can't go and invest in critiques. I'm thick and petite, tell them quick, pick a seat. I pull up in a ghost, no, she's trick or treat. I know they on E, but I don't give a F though. Bad attitude, but my is the best though.
Nice on moving, let the camera roll. Fast life moving, ain't no going slow. That's right, baby. You already know, you already.
I mean, that's dreadful, isn't it?
I think it's probably not one of the worst songs I've brought to you
quite
guys.
Liked
but
it.
What?
It's what I think is that she's had a 10-year break from music and she's like, right, I've got to get back in music now, I've got to just do it.
Yeah.
And the Nicki Minaj bit actually sounds better than what Fergie's doing. Because there's different points of the song where they could be like three different songs. And I feel like Nicki Minaj is making that song for her rather than Fergie doing it herself.
Right. And has she come back to and latched on to, I mean, Minaj? Because Black Eyed Peas are enormously successful.
Yeah.
But they're always...
They always have people feature on their songs. That's what all pop stars do.
They all do that. Why? Are they lazy? So why?
No, it's just...
A bit of collaboration.
People like it, don't they?
No, I didn't like that very much. That I like now. Fergie's last collaboration that I liked, was with Slash from Guns N' Roses.
When was that?
She did Paradise City with Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Was Cypress Hill involved?
Excellent.
In that,
Cypress Hill as well.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a three-way. Mm. You had Fergie, Cypress Hill, and Slash. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that was excellent. So there, I am down with the kids.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's all coming up with her, the Double Duchess album. The first album she did was called The Duchess, and now it's The Double Duchess.
Right.
And then they've got the sample
from... So it is Sarah Ferguson?
No.
The Duchess of Cornwall?
No.
Oh, she's falling. That's York, sorry. It's confusing,
it is,
isn't it?
It's very hard to...
There's already a Duchess called Fergie.
Yeah.
Or ex-Duchess, presumably now. But that's just confusing all round, isn't it?
Maybe you need to do a haiku about it.
Would explain it.
There we go.
Would help to explain it. All right, next.
Next, let's go with the Foo Fighters.
Oh, yes.
So they've got their song out, which is called The Sky is a Neighbourhood.
Here it is. Foo Fighters.
Light's coming up ahead. Don't look now.
What's it called again?
The Sky is a Neighbourhood.
Oh, that's right.
It sounded down at the beginning, though. It sounded like they had just recorded some demo and shoved it out, didn't it? But then it kind of got... I mean, I'm a Foo Fighters. I'm a Foo fan.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like that already.
I like it already. I was kind of like, yeah, I love it. It captured me straight away. Mm. So that's for their upcoming album, Concrete and Gold, out the 15th of September. It's like a classic Foo Fighters song pretty much already. The video's amazing. It's like this fantasy rock and roll. It's a little bit like White Walker-ish from Game of Thrones. They've got like blue eyes and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I reckon that it's going to be a nice addition to their really good back catalogue.
They are... I mean, they're a band that excel live, but that's true. Never seen them live.
Have you not?
Not managed to ever see Foo Fighters.
It's worth it, I reckon. I think that'll be a good addition to their...
Did you see that one of those festivals that you
I
go
did,
to?
I did, yeah.
Which one did you see them at?
I saw them at Glastonbury this year.
Oh, this year's one?
Yeah,
right,
this year. Well, this year's one, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been. Because they cancelled last year. That was when Dave broke his leg, wasn't
no,
it?
No,
yeah, yeah.
Two or three years ago.
Was it?
They cancelled 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was last year.
Oh,
was it?
God's sake. I don't know. I can't remember. But Conry, what did you think?
I'm just not a Foo Fighters fan.
No.
I really am not. Even though I'm into guitar music generally, I think Foo Fighters are just really dull.
Why?
I think they just sound like dad rock, sort of boring, just trying so hard.
No.
You know, and he has to go out and swear. You know they're not very good, because he has to go out and shout and swear a lot. And that's making up for the... Not
he
too
did
good
swear
music.
Quite a lot.
This is what you do. And you know, it's getting all these gimmicks up, like getting Rick Astley up on stage. He has to do that to try and stay relevant.
Well, and Fergie's trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, that's true.
And do we like Fergie? No.
Sarah Ferguson has had a hard time. And if she wants to team up with Nicki Minaj to win over the
like
public.
The Foo Fighters. I saw them, I did see them once a couple years ago. On Radio 1's big weekend, it was so boring.
Well,
they had to follow Taylor Swift, and she put on a much better show than the Foo Fighters.
She sampled
just
right
watching
to
a
Fred.
Lot of, yeah, so that's a good song. Ooh, look what you made me do.
No.
Oh, I love it. I've had it in my head all day.
All right. Well, you're wrong. For one, you're wrong.
No.
Two, you're an idiot. So
look what you made me
you don't
foos.
Even know what it's-
As in the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
That's a collab for you.
Great. Anyway, so far, out of the ones you've brought in, Foo Fighters is winning.
I think so.
And it's not a competition, but if it was, Foo Fighters is definitely up there. When's the new album out? Do you know? Do we know?
15th of September.
The 15th of September, as you probably said. No, wasn't
it?
I yeah, I mean, it's if it's going to sound like classic Foo Fighters, which I think we can agree that.
I reckon it will. They're good at repping
they
guitar
don't need,
music.
They don't need to depart from there.
No, classic. They've aced it already.
The only
just
time you should listen
doing.
To the Foo Fighters is when one of their like biggest song comes on in a like indie disco, and then you can enjoy them then. But watching a full gig, I watched their full gig. I didn't see them at Glastonbury this year. I missed them on purpose, but I watched it back on telly just to see if I was missing something wrong.
You missed out,
and it was just too long. And all their songs sound the same. I hate them.
That was quite harsh, that was.
Don't care.
And wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. Good comeback. Right, finally.
Finally, I've got The Killers' new song, Wonderful, Wonderful.
Here we go.
Okay, let's compare and contrast. This is The Killers. Brandon Flowers, The Killers, Wonderful, Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Is it wonderful, Zoe? What do you make of it?
I reckon it is, actually. I love the old stuff. Couldn't get into the We Are Dancers album, that sort of thing they did there.
Are We Human? That
yeah,
one.
That's that was
my,
it.
That's my favourite Killers song.
That's a good song.
It's
but
a
I
great
think after
song.
Battleborn, was that their last album? Yeah, that's rubbish.
No interest in that.
That
either.
Is rubbish. I don't think they even perform any of those songs anymore.
No. But actually, because they came out with The Man as well a couple months
quite
ago.
Quite like that, yeah.
I like that. I like this. I'm pleasantly surprised with what they are coming out with at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's a thumbs up from me.
It's not better than the Foo Fighters, though, is
no,
it?
No, I don't think it is.
It is, definitely.
I mean, it isn't.
And I saw them at Glastonbury, and the Foo Fighters would never have that crowd, I tell you what. Knowing every single word. Foo Fighters is all just... And no one knows the actual words.
They do what they do.
We knew the words where I was standing. Did you get into the tent for the Killers?
Yeah, I did. I knew about it, so I went early.
Was it a secret gig, was it?
It was a secret gig, and they turned up.
Well, I've met both Dave Grohl and Brandon Flowers.
Who's nicer?
Dave Grohl.
Nice.
Yeah, well,
he has
to be nice. He has to be nice, because his music's not as good.
Yeah. I mean, right, you're wrong, obviously, but that's... we've come to expect that of you. Right, so Zoe, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
That was a work experience punditry with Zoe, dragged away from the dull drudgery of ordinary work experience tasks, of course, and put in front of the microphone to review stuff. We tell them, our work experiences, that it's a leg up into the industry. It's not, is it, Zoe? It's a lie, isn't it? It's just a fallacy. Because you're free, because you're free. That's the honest truth of it. In the next bit of the programme... Well, there's the next hour. The big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be playing a game of band or gang name. A lot of gang names being bandied around in the press, of course, not least in Birmingham, where the Burger Bar Boys... I know. You think
they're great.
Tried
life.
A bit harder with that. But anyway, they've got a gang name. And so all the kids, if you're in a gang, you've got to have a cool name. There's a lot of them. Band or gang name on the way for the rest of the afternoon. If you've got a Kickstarter idea that you'd like some help with, well, hearken to our Kickstarter feature where we give a Kickstarter a kick up the arse in order to bring attention to it, so the more public can part with coin to make someone's hope and dream become a reality. That's all coming in the next hour on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Mum, what else can we do in the holidays?
Well, tomorrow, Dad's launching us across the galaxy with Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Then we could go on an island adventure with Disney's Moana. And next weekend, we can discover fantastic beasts and where to find them.
Epic!
Begin your adventure today by grabbing a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new customers only. Auto renews at £9.99 unless cancelled.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Calling all early stage startup founders. Are you changing the world with revolutionary new ideas? Then listen up. News UK is launching the Startup Lab to help you supercharge your fresh, vibrant business. By joining the Startup Lab, you'll get unprecedented access to an audience of 12 million people every day. You'll get use of an archive of over 200 years worth of words, images, and data. You'll also get unrivaled industry expertise, plus the opportunity for Series A funding. Ready? Let's go. Check out newsukstartuplab.co.uk and bring your startup idea to the next level. Find out more and register your interest at newsukstartuplab.co.uk. But don't hang around. Applications close on the 14th of September. newsukstartuplab.co.uk. Let's see what we can do together.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Just coming up to 3 o'clock. Don't forget, before the hour is out, there will be a game of band or gang name. We'll be helping a Kickstarter with their project before 3:30. And the big debate's on the way, but at exactly 3 o'clock. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria, that's the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, North Korea condemned again over missiles. President Trump to visit flood victims, and actor quits after whitewashing claims.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May is outraged by the reckless provocation of North Korea after its latest missile test over Japan. The Prime Minister will travel to Tokyo for talks where Kim Jong-un's controversial nuclear program will be on the agenda. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is calling for the United Nations to do more.
The missile, which passed over our nation, represents the greatest and gravest threat to our nation ever. It's also a threat to the peace and stability of the Asia-Pacific region. We have launched a strong protest with North Korea to that effect.
Floods in the U.S. city of Houston caused by the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey have claimed at least 8 lives. President Trump is on his way to visit the region as officials warn that Louisiana could be the next state to be affected. There are calls for an inquiry into claims a 5-year-old Christian girl was placed with a Muslim foster family who can't speak English. The child in Tower Hamlets was reportedly told to take off her crucifix and wasn't allowed to eat pork products. 3 in 10 landlords say they put up the cost of rent since the EU referendum and general election. Research has also found that more than a third have reviewed the size of their portfolios because of political uncertainty. And the creator of Hellboy has thanked British actor Ed Skrein for stepping down from the role in the new film after it was criticised for whitewashing. The Deadpool star says he had to do what he felt was right once he realised the comic book character was originally mixed Asian heritage. Film and TV editor at Culture Trip, Kasim Luch, has told Talk Radio it's not the first time a white actor has been cast in a role with a different ethnicity.
Ghost in the Shell, where Scarlett Johansson played an Asian character. Tilda Swinton did the same in Doctor Strange, where she played a character known as the Ancient One, and they rewrote that character to fit her ethnicity. That's the majority of cases, and therefore there aren't that many opportunities for actors of an Asian origin or of any ethnic minority to play those big roles.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Hi there, thanks for that. Here's a question I've got for you about North Korea.
Yes.
Earlier on, you had a clip of the Prime Minister Theresa May.
Yes.
Saying that the act of firing a missile over Japan was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so why don't they just arrest Kim Jong-un? If it's illegal, just arrest
him. It's not that easy. Like, loads of sanctions have been put in place. Arrested. And they keep violating those sanctions by the UN. They're going to have a meeting this afternoon.
Arrest him.
So maybe if you get that message across to like senior government officials, just be like, just arrest him, they might be able to do it. I mean, I'm sure they won't, but... I'll
tweet them, isn't it? Because you think that if it's illegal, that's the obvious... For me, it's just the obvious thing to do.
Mm.
Victoria's going to be here with bonus news at 3:30. That's where she makes the time up because her news bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Gets paid the same, don't you get paid the same money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. So today we bring you animal news in 30 minutes. It's happening in the world of animals. You'll hear about it here first. What do you call it, Victoria?
I've got a really fun story coming up for the animal news.
Would you,
not a skateboarding duck, but...
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you or is it ruining it? It's in that vein.
In the vein of a skateboarding duck.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to it. Happening at 25 minutes time is when that happens. Have you done that? Did you do the weather?
No, I haven't this time.
Talk
no.
Radio National Weather.
So warm and muggy in London and the South East. A bit fresher elsewhere with some showers. Highs of 26 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The West Indies are frustrating England on the final day of the second test at Headingley. The tourists are chasing 322 for victory, while England need 8 wickets to win the series. A short time ago, the Windies were 155 for 2. Arsenal forward Alexis Sanchez's reported move to Manchester City could mean Raheem Sterling or Sergio Aguero move the other way as part of the deal. The Gunners have denied claims that Sanchez has handed in a transfer request, while City insist Aguero isn't for sale. Former England manager Sam Allardyce told TalkSport it could be one of the highlights of the summer transfer window.
That is a massive deal when you think of Sanchez in the last year of his contract, Raheem Sterling, £49 million in a swap deal. For Sanchez will be one of the biggest deals in this country if it actually goes through.
Finally, Everton goalkeeper Jordan Pickford has been ruled out of the England squad for the World Cup qualifiers with Malta and Slovakia with a muscle injury. Boss Gareth Southgate won't be calling up a replacement as he already has 3 other goalkeepers in his squad. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben. 4:05 past 3 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's time for the big debate. Over the weekend, then, you probably saw the newspaper reports that reported that a five-year-old white girl from a Christian background was forced to live with strict Muslim foster parents, where she was told that Christmas and Easter were stupid, Western women were alcoholics, she wasn't allowed to eat bacon, had to wear a face veil, and cried and begged her foster carer not to go back to the family, not least because she was being forced to speak Arabic. It is cultural appropriation writ large, although in this case, unlike with the actor Hellboy Ed in the new Hellboy film, this little girl can't quit and walk away. Plus, of course, there's been much uproar in America as Hurricane Harvey, which originated in the Caribbean. In fact, if you look at the actual origins of Hurricane Harvey, there was an atmospheric trough that led to it, and that came initially from West Africa. But as Hurricane Harvey was formed in the Caribbean, the wind that makes up Hurricane Harvey has now quit, saying that he didn't fully realise the origins of the storm. And anyway, the name Harvey is a sort of white Anglo-Saxon name that comes from Scotland and England, so it was inappropriate to name a Caribbean hurricane after it. Anyway, the wind has quit after these wind-washing allegations. On the line is Percival. Good afternoon, Percival.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us. Now, you heard me say the word eat fairly early on in that there. And you are part of this, and correct me if I'm wrong, the anti-eating lobby. You're suggesting that the human body should no longer need to eat. It's outdated.
Absolutely, I think it's very much outdated. I think I certainly haven't eaten anything since 1996.
Yeah, okay. Well, many would question that and say, in that case, you shouldn't be alive.
Well, I have a very elegant solution, you see. What I like to do is I like to grind off the nutrients from whatever vegetables or meats that it requires. I mix it with saline solution once it's been liquefied, and I inject it directly into my chest.
Right, okay, so you've bypassed... A pedant would argue that that is still a form of eating, and you can't... You know, where you're saying you're part of this anti-eating lobby, it's still ingesting nutrients, isn't it? Whereas, just because you'll be bypassing the mouth area, doesn't mean you're not eating.
Well, to be further pedant, let me suggest to you that maybe perhaps eating is defined by digestion rather than ingestion.
Pedantic is the word, but...
Well, who's a pedant now, John? Who's a pedant now?
Well, to me, isn't it?
Anyway, I'm injecting food directly into my bloodstream. That has nothing to do with my stomach.
Okay, Ruby's on the other line. Stay with us, Percival, because I do want to talk to you again. I want to bring Ruby in, because Ruby is from the pro-eating lobby. Very, you know, we've been doing it for years, haven't we, Ruby, eating, and it's kept us alive so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're eating now?
I love eating, John.
Yeah, what are you eating?
I love eating waffles.
Waffles, yeah.
I love eating crepes.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Egg.
A steak, four meat pizza, four cheese pizza.
Yeah.
I just want to eat a peach, God's chaos.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So what would you say to someone like Percival, who's bypassed are you eating some wind? Bypass the notion of eating in the mouth and directs the whole nutrient system into his bloodstream, Ruby. What do you make of that?
Are you going to finish that?
Yeah.
I just won't.
Okay.
It's just like, how could you put so much joy of just having the meat slobbering around your mouth?
Percival, can I bring you back into the conversation there?
Yes, thank God.
Because Ruby sounds like he's about to die. So do you... I mean, is this what you're talking about? It's the uncouth messiness of eating, and by going with your system, the needle, as it were, one can bypass all of that.
Yes, it's so undignified, John. Just listen to this. To this filthy man, the saliva stuffing around his mandible bone. I mean, really, it's just
It's just too far gone.
Should we genetically... Are you calling for the genetic altering of people, of humans, and that essentially we could get rid of the mouth altogether?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting.
That's just ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. I can jump in.
Oh, hello, Ruby.
I just popped a pastry in the microwave, and the 10 seconds it took for it to warm up, my mouth started slobbering and anticipating the delicious crusty pastry as it enters and combines with the saliva to I can't wait any longer.
Right, okay, well... I'm sort of coming down on Percival's side listening to you, if I'm brutally honest. Would you, I mean, Percival, I've read your literature, and you're calling for mouth removal. But on the NHS, and that's expensive, isn't it? How on earth do you expect the NHS to fund the removal of people's mouths with the limited funds they have?
Well, I think it's a public service. You'll read in my book how to live your life without food by Percival Michaels.
Yeah.
You'll read, in fact, how my entire jaw has changed as a result of never using it for chewing.
Right.
My teeth have fallen out.
Yeah.
My mouth is completely dry. Saliva is no longer required.
Yeah.
And I'm a stronger, faster, better human being.
I feel very sorry for you. I was eating that pastry and my mouth got a little dry.
Yeah.
And so I decided to pour some apple juice into it. And the combination of the sweet croissant pastry...
I mean, Ruby, let me be honest, you're making everyone feel sick. Look, Percival, I mean, let Ruby finish whatever he's eating there. Do we need stomachs? I mean, what are you calling for in the end? I mean...
I'm calling for a government body... To doctor us a new genetic form.
Right.
Removing the body, removing the mouth, removing the mandible bone, the jaw, the saliva gland.
Yeah.
I'm calling for a complete repurpose of our body
This is a government body, but that body will also not have a stomach or a mouth.
Exactly what I'm lobbying.
We agree with one thing, Percival. We agree with one thing.
What's that, Ruby?
I don't want a stomach either.
If
I could find a doctor who could replace my stomach
with
a pail, a bucket, a vat,
right,
a tank.
So you just have it grafted into you, a bucket, for instance, from, I don't know, from the range, like a cheap bucket, because that'd be like,
as long as it's big enough,
and fill it up inside you with food.
You know those bins you put food waste in, green bins that rock, so that the foxes don't get into it and eat all your waste.
Yeah.
Do you have
a problem with that? I mean, are you saying that, you know, people who eat a lot, like yourself, big fat people, do foxes try to go through you?
They don't, but I fight them often outside my house.
Right.
I fight them often. Get out of my bins! That's mine! That's my apple skin!
Right.
That's my apple skin, little fox!
Okay. Not sure you're very well. Let's talk about the people who are calling for more stomachs. These are the cows have four stomachs, of course.
Yeah.
And is that enough stomach? I mean, Ruby, you're going to say no, aren't you? I was going to say a cow has four stomachs. Is that enough? Is it enough, Ruby?
Four vats.
Vats. Percival. Percival, I want to just look at the. The history of this. Now, eating was invented, of course, by accident, as we know. Alexander Fleming, the scientist, left the stomach in a petri dish overnight. When he came back, of course, there was it had eaten something. So that, to look at the history of it, you know, you'd be messing with the history, wouldn't you, Percival? Really,
exactly.
You can't change history.
It's revisionist, John. It's changing history to suit the pantheon of brainless bovine enthusiasts like Ruby here.
Yeah.
And I mean, really, and I'll tell you one thing. If we remove our stomachs, our jaws, and the entire eating process, the number of choking hazards would drop to zero. The number of choking deaths, the mortality rate would rise.
But then life would be boring. No risk. No excitement. The risk of death is what keeps us alive, Percival.
Right.
I think the risk of death is what's killing us, Ruby. So, I mean, if we had no risk of death, we'd have no death and no one would die.
That's not what they taught me at Eton.
Of course you went to Eton. That makes entire sense. Would you make of the... Because we've tried this before. We've been here before. I mean, come on, let's look at the evidence.
Have we?
Yeah, you know, when Mrs. Thatcher tried to ban stomachs, didn't she, in the 1980s? Mrs. Thatcher, the stomach snatcher, they called her. There were riots, weren't there? Gastroenterologists, they called them the stomach riots. Rioting with the police. We don't want to go back to those scenes, Percival, do we?
No, we don't want those scenes at all. I think it's about time we've knocked that on the head, don't you? I think the last thing we want is to regress back into those violent, cow-eating days, those vile, masticating, monsters.
There it is, John. Secret agenda of Percival. He wants to knock off our heads. He wants to make us all brainless zombies.
Right.
Slaves to the alien race. The lizard people are going to come down.
What are you eating now? What are you eating now?
Huh? A toe.
How much should we rely... A simple question, this is. How much should we rely on eating?
Garlic, yes or no?
How much should we rely on eating, yes or no? Simple question.
Yes, absolutely.
Percival?
No, absolutely not. It's disgraceful, disgusting, and I won't have any of it.
I was going to talk more, but I'm going to be honest with you, Ruby's making me feel a bit sick, so...
Why, John, don't you enjoy life? Don't you enjoy the pleasures of life?
Stop talking now.
Food, wine,
Ruby there, who is calling for more eating, more stomachs, our stomachs to be replaced on the NHS, mind, which great expense, of course, with vats or those food recycling bins that the council give you. He's saying take out the stomach, put those in the place, it would fill us up more. Percival, against the notion of eating, wants the removal of everything to do with it, just uses injection. Percival, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Nausea.
Thank you. Ruby.
Gravy.
Right, 17 minutes past 3 o'clock. Do we need eating? I mean, we could get rid of it, couldn't we? In the form that it's in, just say no. Just say no more eating at all. We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got effervescent vitamin tablets and chimneys. Why do we need eating? Let me know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm Talk Radio. This is John Holmes, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever...
It tastes
literally
like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
With Ford's New for Old Scrappage Scheme, you can save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old car for a new Ford. It's a great opportunity to upgrade to the new premium B&O Play sound system. Ford Sync 3 voice control for easy hands-free interaction. And Active Park Assist that makes parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model up to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Certain models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off all worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, we have severe delays and two lanes closed, queuing traffic due to a spillage and an earlier accident. Two lorries involved on the M6 northbound. That's between junction 17 and junction 18 around Middlewich, and congestion is back to junction 16. Travel time there is around an hour and a half. And elsewhere in Herefordshire, the A49 is closed in both directions. That is due to recovery work and a serious accident. A car and a tractor involved. That will be affecting you between the A40 for the Wilton roundabout and the A466 for Much Birch. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Got the case?
Yeah, but why the underground car park? We look suspicious.
Hello, can I borrow your phone? I've got a flat tyre. I don't have a signal down here.
We're busy.
I promise you, I'll be really, really quick.
Get rid of him.
Oi, use mine. I'm on Vodafone. 4 bars.
That's not what I meant.
Outstanding indoor coverage on our most reliable network ever.
Lovely briefcase, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Vodafone. Power to you.
For verification, see vodafone.co.uk/network.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, regular listeners will know. By the way, some reactions coming into the big debate, of course. Eating, do we need it? We do it, don't we, now? But do we need to eat? What's the point if we can get away without it? It's messy, disgusting, as we just heard Ruby demonstrating there on the phone, eating all those things. Should we have more stomachs like a cow? Should we have our stomachs removed and replaced with those food recycling bins that the council give us? Who's going to pay for it? If we have our mouths removed on the NHS, surely that's going to be expensive. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
John, lots of people are focusing the eating debate on celery. Well, that's obvious from the anti-eating lobby. They're never going to like celery. No one does. Yeah. But they have to think of it as a wider supermarket, people are saying. John, if you got rid of eating, what would the celebrities do to the animal genitals on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Wear them as their own?
Maybe.
Okay. Keep your suggestions coming in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, we like to help people on this programme, not least those who are looking for funding from the public coin. I'm talking about crowdfunding. I'm talking about Kickstarter projects. If you have a Kickstarter idea that you'd like to give a little radio-based boost to, then, yeah, we are your friends. So come on the radio and talk about it. It's where we get a Kickstarter. And we give it a kick up the arse. And one such hoper and dreamer is on the telephone line now. She's called Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Oh, we're fine, thank you, Sophie. Yes. So we say this all the time, but you know, it's a case of we are giving your Kickstarter a kick up the arse by inviting you on the radio, where upwards of, I've just checked, and 4 people are listening, Sophie. So,
oh yay.
This could, and that includes you and me. So this could
Hello, this
would go very well. I have to say, our listening figures aren't quite as high as the viewing figures for Game of Thrones, but you know, with you're helping us as well, because we are talking about Game of Thrones now. What is it that you do, Sophie? What are you trying to get off?
So, what we're trying to get off is a little exhibition / show based on Game of Thrones characters. And we created this series of illustrations and posters that represent certain quotes that is connected to events and characters that can relate to it, if that makes sense.
Okay, no, it does make sense. But first of all, I have to come and say to you, no spoilers, because I haven't seen any of the latest season at all.
Yep.
I'm a bit behind on it, so I don't want any spoilers in this conversation, just so we're clear.
Not at all. And in the exhibition, we try to keep it quite generic to Game of Thrones, so it's spoiler-free, and you're not going to, you know, grab some Season 7 events out of those things, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so okay, so tell us, so this is going to be an exhibition, as you say, and so it's all going to be artworks pertaining to, I suppose, the world of Game of Thrones. And what sort of got, I mean, you're obviously a Game of Thrones fan, so what, and you're an illustrator, so, you know, how did the idea come about?
Well, I just really love Game of Thrones, and I've always wanted to do something that's fun and for me. And then I got in touch with my friend Bella, who is a calligrapher, and I was like, hi, Bella, do you want to do something with it? And she was like, oh, okay. And we kind of sat down and we thought about things that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And we thought about characters that we loved, and then we just decided to kind of bring it to life and just do the things that we like to do the most.
Yeah, and do you sit down together and do this, or is it a case of just swapping ideas around and
I think it wasn't much swapping, to be honest. I think it was just really kind of, we just knew what we were doing without really talking about it much.
Yeah.
So it was just, yeah, like it was some brainstorming, like obviously, to kind of narrow down the ideas and see what's the best, what are the best illustrations, what are the best quotes, what's the best representation of the artwork. But other than that, it just kind of rolled out naturally.
And how do you, how does it work? What's the process then? So you're an illustrator and Bella is a calligrapher. So for those that don't know, talk us through the process of how these come into reality.
Sure. So what I do is I do pen and ink illustration. So I take two or three characters and I kind of make a poster thing. Have you seen the Baby Driver posters?
Yes, I have. Baby Driver posters.
So it's kind of that style in a way that it's just faces and like different sizes of kind of forming one poster, one composition.
Yeah.
And then it's all tied within the quote that is lettered by hand by Bella around those characters.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard to make this spoiler-free now.
Yeah. Okay, now stop. Stop talking. So, and in terms of how the, I guess, how the sort of end game, what's the process? I mean, how long does it take to do one of these?
Quite a while. I think it took me a week and a half to produce each of the illustrations, and the same goes for Bella because she does the lettering, and it's all different style of calligraphy for each of the posters. Depends on how she felt about that particular quote.
Okay.
So once that's done, it's a lot of editing. It's a lot of kind of like see how that fits with the illustration, what sizes need to be changed, like what little lines need to be changed and stuff.
Yeah. And it was Game of Thrones, I mean, sort of the first choice, as it were. I mean, what made you, you know, because go for Game of Thrones in particular, Sophie?
I think we were talking about the timing of when we wanted to do this and when we were thinking about two shows that we could base this on. So one was The Orange Is the New Black and the second one was Game of Thrones. And we kind of, it was a no-brainer for both of us, I think, because we just are fascinated by the production and the costumes and the designs and the characters, and we just really wanted to do it. Yeah.
And are Game of Thrones aware of your artwork? Has anyone been in touch from Game of Thrones, or is that a sort of something that you... You know, we could reach out.
That we really look forward to.
Yeah.
And we'd really, really like. I mean, we've been tagging actors on our different Instagram posts, but there hasn't been much response so far. And we're going to try and make sure that we deliver some of the material that we produce for the exhibition to Game of Thrones people.
Yeah. And of course, the characters that you've... it's hard to talk about this without spoilers, isn't it? I'm realising myself now how difficult this actually is.
I mean, to be honest, just to kind of make a relief, the characters that we've illustrated,
yeah,
they're all like throughout all the seasons. So we haven't narrowed it down from the characters that are dead or alive. It's just like, you know, kind of all of them. So
we might as well just underline the whole thing and just go eventually, right? And I'm not up to date, but I'm just guessing. Eventually, everyone's dead. At some point, everybody is dead.
That's
it's going to work.
Spoiler-free, there you go.
So if you, you know, this is your opportunity, of course, to open the public purse. This is the point of Kickstarter. So where would we find you and what do we get for our financial troubles?
So the exhibition, it's not really just an exhibition. So it's a bit of an art evening with a lot of interactive stuff as well. So we're going to be printing a lot of material that we've done and put like tracing tables on it so people can kind of do what we've done with their take on it. So we're raising money for production of the show and the production of all the printed collateral.
Yeah.
So that will be prints, that will be little postcards, that will be little arty things that represent the little characters that we've done. And backers, depends on how much of the pledge, they get a certain related thing out of it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just trying to kind of put in the centre so it makes sense. So if you do £10, for instance, you get some of the little postcards that we're going to be doing for the show. So, you know, when you were a kid and you would get a candy from a store and sometimes you could collect, like, little character cards.
Yeah.
So we're doing that with Game of Thrones characters.
All right. You know what you should do as an offer? You could throw this in as a sort of side offer, is that you and Bella go around and do a series of people's faces You know, because that's, you know, so if you donate some money, then you go around and just make a poster of the person who's donated the money, but embossed with a Game of Thrones quote, dressed in Game of Thrones. You know, I would happily put my face on the body of a dragon for this.
Yeah, we could do that. We could definitely do that. Some of the bigger pledges do feature the opportunity of you being drawn next to the characters of your choice, or like you being drawn in the poster with the characters that are on there. Because currently the scans of the illustrations are also on our Kickstarter page, so you can take a look and see which one you like most and then choose what would you like to be.
Are you not worried, though, that this could, you know, because I mean, this is talk radio, right? So we know for a fact that perverts listen, right? So are you not worried that people will get in touch going, oh, I want to be in a Game of Thrones nude scene? Of which there are plenty.
I am quite worried about that, but I'm kind of dealt with the idea that this is going to happen, so no surprises.
Yeah, I'd like me doing that walk of shame from a few, with my face on the body. It's just weird now, isn't it?
Yeah, we could do that.
It's just a bit odd. Well, look, in terms of just where next? I mean, this is, you know, it's you know, you're illustrator, so are we talking like a future of more of this stuff? Have you got your eye on anything else?
We really enjoyed doing this, so I think we're going to definitely have a take on maybe a different show sometime in the future.
Yeah.
And maybe do a replica of this, but more updated with the recent season. Because obviously the stuff that we produced was before the actual seventh season came out. So. Yeah.
You could do, I was just thinking, you know, current television, you could do the new series of Strictly. I'm sure, you know, who wouldn't want a calligraphied, is that a word? No. A calligraphied, embossed image of Molly from the Saturdays. Who wouldn't want that? What a gift.
Yeah, right.
What a gift for someone that you don't like.
Well, there's a lot of opportunities.
Sophie, listen, thank you. We go to Kickstarter. What do we search for?
So if you just search for Winter Has Come, this will come up and you can take a look at the illustrations, at the little video that we've made that shows the process a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you can see all the scans and you can see the details of the exhibition that is on 21st of September at 115 Curtin Road in Shoreditch.
Of course it's in Shoreditch. It's pop-up art. Yeah. Where else would it be, Sophie? Oh, by the way, I should commend you as well. Obviously, this is just reading your information here. The venue partners that are helping new artists have these pop-ups as well is a Walthamstow-based small-batch speciality-grade coffee roaster, right? Of course it is. But they're called Perky Blenders, which I have to say, as coffee shop puns go, that's up there with Central Perk from Friends for me. that's great. Listen, great to talk to you, Sophie. Thank you very much indeed.
Best
of luck with it, of course. Sophie who has been illustrating Game of Thrones. No spoilers, but if you are a Game of Thrones fan, then, you know, that's the Kickstarter for you, isn't it? So, you know, go and have a look at that, what Sophie said. So search for Winter Has Come on Kickstarter and... Yeah, fair. And what's more, if you've got an idea, a hope and a dream, my friend, then, we can help you out. We kick a Kickstarter up the arse. That's what we do. Get in touch, 87222. Start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 3:32, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. The US president says all options are on the table after North Korea's latest missile test, which flew over Japan. Donald Trump has accused Pyongyang of signalling its contempt for its neighbours and for all members of the United Nations. The prime minister has called it reckless provocation. John Everard is a former British ambassador to the secretive state.
Although North Korea has fired missiles over Japan twice in the past, on the previous two occasions, it said that they were part of its satellite program. This time it said nothing of the sort, so this was an avowedly military missile.
Meanwhile, President Trump is heading to Texas this afternoon to see the devastation caused by Hurricane Harvey. Tens of thousands of people have been forced from their homes by floods, and there are warnings a reservoir will spill over. Police have revealed a toddler who was murdered in Manchester died from multiple stab wounds. A 30-year-old woman has been arrested. The president of the European Commission says none of the UK's government position papers on Brexit are satisfactory. Jean-Claude Juncker thinks an enormous amount of issues need to be settled before talks on a future trade deal can start. And the wait is almost over for fans of The Great British Bake Off. It makes its debut on Channel 4 tonight, but will have to hit more than 10 million viewers in the overnight ratings to match the success success of the BBC's last series. The weather turning cloudier tonight, rain for Wales, central and southwest England, and potential thunderstorms in the southeast, lows of 9 degrees. Persistent rain across central and southeast England tomorrow, elsewhere a mix of sunny spells and showers. It's going to feel cooler with highs of just 16. There's more in half an hour. Actually, 26 minutes.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. The bonus news is here as well. Very much a bonus, so the clue is in the name. Because bulletins are shorter than they used to be. The time must be made up, and thus it comes to us at 3:30 or thereabouts each day in the form of animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news, because it covers everything off. Today we bring you animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
So, aforementioned skating duck, now we have a surfing dog.
Surfing dog.
Yeah, Tico.
Surfing dog.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the dog?
It's not like...
Surfing dog, that's what you eat, isn't it?
Where no,
you
have I was something just going to say, it's not like that.
And
it's not turf and surf, or surf
and dog.
And a dog.
No, it's not. He's delicious. Alive. Tico is alive, and he's a Red Fox Labrador, and he's become a bit of
Chicken
a celebrity
Tico Masala.
In Jersey, where his family regularly take him out on the waves. So Chester Mackley, who owns a surf school on the island, says that Tico just loves going in the water. Whether it's stand-up paddleboarding or surfing, he can't get enough of it. And he's owned a few dogs in the past that like water, but none of them have loved it as much as Tico.
My sister has a rabbit called Tico.
Okay.
Just sharing.
People from Costa Rica are often called Ticos.
Mm, one of the Jackson 5 has a similar name.
The drummer.
Tito.
Yes.
I mean. Tenuous.
Max. Oh, it's TK.
Normally, Chester says, once the dogs have fallen under waves a couple of times, they aren't so keen. But Tico goes absolutely crazy for it. And apparently, as soon as he sees you pick up his surfboard, he tries to jump on it straight away. He can't contain himself. He just gets so excited.
How do they know? Maybe he's trying to prevent the surfboard from being lifted into the waves. He just wants to jump on it and slam it to the floor. Go, I'm not going out there. It's dangerous and wet. I'm a dog.
But he looks super happy. He's smiling and his...
You don't get a smiling dog.
His, I saw a picture of a smiling pig earlier. But anyway, and his tail is waggling.
What was his name?
I don't think he had a name. He was from China. He got rescued from some floods. But then I assume they'll probably kill him anyway. That's what happens with rescued pigs, isn't it?
Oh, because of the ones that got
the
turned into sausages and fed to firefighters.
That's right. And also it was in China.
Yeah. What are you suggesting?
Chinese people love to eat animals.
Right.
So do all people, pretty much.
I mean, that's a massive generalisation, which is not true.
Oh, yeah, let's just pick on the Chinese.
Well, they're known for their unusual taste in meats. Well, meat which isn't what you'd find usually in, like, say, Western countries. So, like, monkey, dog, other stuff.
Is this right? I don't think this, any of this is right.
This is true.
Is it?
These are the views and opinions of Victoria.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not throwing
no,
my
but
weight.
Like, I've
yeah,
got
I'm just
animal
saying.
News.
I'm not sure.
That is
animal
true.
Fakeness.
John, you go travelling.
Yes, I do.
Have you not heard, like...
I mean, I've been...
Did you eat surfing dog?
a langoustine and a dog. A delicious snack. Oh, the music's right.
I know. Oh. Come on.
Do you want me to...
Hurry up!
Maybe we should use this music stuffing to move on to the next story.
That's what I was going to do, but John's being too slow.
Animal news.
Thanks to Nat on Twitter for this suggestion. A shop had to be evacuated after a fox fell through the ceiling.
Oh.
So, the vixen's surprise arrival prompted staff to close the House of Fraser in Swindon around lunchtime yesterday.
Was it there early for the sales?
I'm not sure whether it was there for the sales or not, but it was initially in the stockroom and then fell through the ceiling into the main store. So they had to close it to let wildlife officials rescue her, and staff didn't want her just to roam around the town, so she was released into the wild, and she was not hurt in the process. That's all nice.
Yeah.
Wildlife official must be an easy job, because how often does that happen?
I mean, you're often rescuing animals which are in sticky situations or hurt.
Yeah, but how often does that actually happen?
I mean, regularly.
Like a wasp caught in some jam.
I watched a video when I was researching this feature, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but now I will. Remember Cat Bin Lady?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now Cat Bin Lady, yeah.
Now there's Cat Bin Teen, because there's a teenager who's been caught on camera
dumping
a cat in a dumpster.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then she kept checking to see what was still in there. It was.
Oh, Schrodinger.
And then she put stuff... And then she put stuff on top of the bin to, like, make sure the cat couldn't get out. It was captured on CCTV.
Cat being Schrodinger.
It was captured.
Is the cat all right? Do we know, though?
The cat escaped.
Or the Chinese eating it?
No. No. No,
that's
please. All right, I believe
it.
All right, so is the cat fine?
The cat escaped.
Good news.
We don't know how it got out, but... It's nowhere to be seen, and the RSPCA is not happy.
It didn't escape. It probably just got collected by the binman.
No.
It's probably in the back of a lorry, being crushed.
No. Oh,
it's fine. It's out. Leave it.
Definitely isn't.
I mean, that hasn't been captured on CCTV.
It's been recycled.
It's now a dog.
And finally, Chester Zoo is celebrating the births of two tiny monkeys.
Oh.
So Audrey and Goomy, the pygmy marmosets, had twins last month, but now they're big enough for visitors to spot. So the only way...
Spotted.
They only weighed 15 grams at birth and will only reach 13 centimetres tall when they're fully grown. So eastern pygmy marmosets are usually found in the rainforests of South America, but these ones are in Chester.
That's nice.
So congratulations, Audrey and Goomy.
Yeah, that was lovely. Thank you, Victoria.
It's okay.
Animal News.
Animal News.
That was Animal News. Next, we will be playing a game of band or gang name. Now, you may have seen this in the news. Many, many gangs up and down this fair land. Famous one being the Burger Bar Boys.
From Birmingham.
They were in the news, of course, at the moment. And along with others. But it turned out, when I did a bit of investigation into this, it turns out there are some gangs out there with quite excellent inventive names. So we're going to be playing band or gang name next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
What can I get you?
What's a Kopi Joss?
It's coffee with charcoal.
I'm sorry, did you say charcoal?
Yes. Once we've prepared your cup of coffee, we take the burning hot charcoal and dunk it in the cup. We then let the fabulous burnt charcoal flavour infuse until the cup has gone completely noir. It's £10 a cup and totally delish.
I'll have a latte, please.
With the McCafe range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just For Men, and you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just For Men. Hit the loo, grab a pint, refill the crisps, order a curry, and still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just For Men. Officially faster than half-time. Find it in the men's aisle.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle, and diving was something you did down the bar. Shorts were shorts, and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, we have two lanes closed and heavy traffic due to debris on the road. It's on the M65 westbound, just after Junction 4 for Darwen. Elsewhere in Cheshire, we are seeing some very slow traffic after this earlier accident. Two lorries involved on the M6 northbound. That was between Junction 17 and Junction 18 for Muddlewich, and congestion is back to Junction 15. And in Leicestershire, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to an accident on the M1 that is affecting you southbound around Junction 23A for Kegworth, and the inside lane there is closed. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Got the case?
Yeah, but why the underground car park? We look suspicious.
Hello, can I borrow your phone? I've got a flat tyre. I don't have a signal down here.
We're busy.
I promise you, I'll be really, really quick.
get rid of him.
Oi, use mine. I'm on Vodafone. 4 bars.
That's not what I meant.
Outstanding indoor coverage on our most reliable network ever.
Lovely briefcase, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Vodafone. Power to you.
For verification, see vodafone.co.uk/network.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
If you're just joining us, a very good afternoon to you. Here's the news we've been talking about. The Hollywood whitewashing row. That's the headline. British actor pulls out of Hellboy role, except, of course, it's not a row. Which is interesting that everyone's using that word. How is it possibly a row when no one's rowing about it? He's said he'll pull out. Everyone's gone, oh, well done. Very noble. It's literally not a row.
I'm saying it. I think white men should play everything.
Yeah.
Every role.
Now it's a row.
There you go. There's your row.
Now you can start a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, even no, Panto
no,
Dames.
No, no, Panto Dames.
That's
the trans thing. Don't even get that involved in that. It's like... next they'll be saying a real woman should play the role of a Panto Dame, not a man dressed as a woman. Because it's not the origin of the character.
Mm.
Widow Twankey, right, was a widow. Okay? And was notoriously twanky. So, you know. Not everyone can twank in that way,
anyone,
is what I'm saying.
Anyone who should be, play Widow Twankey should have
worked in
lost a husband. Is that what you're saying?
Lost a husband. And where's it set?
I don't know.
In China.
Okay.
Right?
That's
true, because it's a Chinese laundry. So the idea of Widow Twankey being played by a fat comedian, right, who used to be on...
A fat comedian who doesn't get any other gigs.
Gigs, apart from that one every year, right, is abhorrent, isn't it? So, you know, because it's not the original... Do you know what I mean?
It's cultural appropriation. Those comedians should only be playing the roles of comedians who don't get any other work.
Yeah. Why isn't there an Asian fat comedian playing the role of a widow, twanky, in a laundry that is ostensibly Chinese? It's not... See what I mean? It's all messy, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, well, it's all right, because we're here to help you with all of the news when it's complicated. And what we do here on the programme is culturally appropriate poetry that isn't ours. In fact, it's Japanese. It's haikus. It's the news in haikus.
Crying quits after white washer backlash. I thought they were in Game of Thrones.
The news in haikus. Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Hello, if you're just joining us. Also in the news, of course, much talk of Britain's notorious gangs. The Burger Bar Boys have been mentioned. One of the most notorious gangs in the Midlands, implicated in various nefarious antics. And if you read about Britain's gangs, as I have been doing, you will notice that they have street gang names. So we thought we'd play a game of band or gang name. Is it a band or is it a gang? On the phone to play is Mark. He's in Mansfield. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad about yourself.
Yeah, not so bad. Thanks very much for asking, Mark. How very kind. What do you do, Mark?
So what do I do? Yeah. I'm unemployed.
Unemployed?
I've not long since graduated.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay then. All right. So this isn't a, this is a sort of out there in the world of work thing. What comes your way, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, see, all right. Well, look. Well, I hope in many ways you're not... I mean, you could join a gang, for instance. I mean, this might propel you into that world. I'm not sure how well
it... Yeah, let's hope so.
Well, it pays. But what's your knowledge of London and the nation's gang culture like?
I've got to say minimal,
yeah.
But I'm willing to learn.
All right, well, that's what we're here for. And your knowledge of music?
Okay.
All right, well, okay. Well, you're going to be playing against paid intern Cornelius here.
Hello there, Mark. Hi, Cornelius. Pleasure.
Pleasure.
Hello there. All right. And you.
So what's going to happen, Mark, is there's going to be... Well, there's going to be... I'm going to read out a list of names. They're either the name of a band or the name of a street gang. All you got to do is tell me band or gang. It's that easy, Mark. Here we go. Harry is going to be keeping score through the the window there. He's sitting out there. And it's Mark versus Cornelius going head-to-head, alphabetical order. Mark first, of course. Right, OK, band or gang, Mark in Mansfield. Mash Force.
Mash Force, I'm going to go gang.
You'd be right, they're from Lambeth. Well done, yeah, they are a gang, good. Cornelius, Terror Zone.
Band?
No, gang. They are a street gang from the streets of Croydon.
Ah, near me.
The Hack and Slashers. Mark.
I'm going to go band.
He's right, very good, very good. Cornelius.
Yes.
Born Sick.
That sounds like a band.
It's a gang.
Oh, where?
Camden, that one. Camden. Oh. Mark, Bengal Tigers.
Band.
Yes, and no, they're not a band. No, they're some tigers. But they are a gang. There's a gang of tigers. That's a gang. Junction Boys, Cornelius.
Band.
A gang.
Oh.
Toilet Boys, Mark.
Toilet what?
Toilet Boys.
Toilet Boys. We'll go band.
He's right, from New York. He's very good, yeah. Toilet Boys. Cornelius.
Yes.
Soggy Bottom Boys.
Band.
He's a band, yeah. Very good.
What type of gang would be called that? How would you look cool against your rival gang?
Maybe a Great British Bake Off fan club. That would be appropriate, wouldn't it? The Soggy Bottom Boys. Like an innuendo, don't they?
Yeah.
On the Bake Off starts tonight, Channel 4. A new series.
Why are you advertising it?
Don't know, just something to talk about. I mean, I won't watch it. Any. Pet Shop Boys.
Pet Shop Boys?
Yeah.
They're a band.
Yeah, they're a band, yeah.
Playing Best of All this year.
They are playing Best of
All. My dad's favourite.
Yeah. Your dad's favourite?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Is your dad going to Best of All this year to see them?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Tickets are still available.
Piff City Bangers.
Oh, no. Gang?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are they based?
Waltham Forest. Dark Side Ninjas, Mark.
Gang.
Yes, also from Croydon. Very good. Younger Dark Side Ninjas. Cornelius.
Gang, the youth.
They
sector.
Are basically like the S Club Juniors of that street gang, is what they are. But they are real. That's a real thing.
If you want to slag off all these gangs, that's fine.
Well, I'm not slagging.
I'm just saying.
I'm not slagging them off. Mark. Deadly Gash Gang.
Band.
It's a gang. They are a gang. Cornelius.
Yeah.
Bloodhound Gang.
Band, obviously.
A band, obviously. Here we go. The Red Hand Gang. Mark.
got to be a gang.
Yes, on there are it was a television programme called Red Hand Gang when I was growing up. It used to be on in the mornings during the summer holiday, just before Why Don't You? And I think the theme tune went something like... Da, 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 da,
what
da,
type
da,
of gang were they? Would, da, they, da, commit, da, 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 would they commit crimes?
Da, 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 da. No, weirdly, in the credits, the opening credits, they would be on each gang member was on a trampoline.
Mm.
And they'd jump. But then sometimes they'd come in sideways because they'd turn the camera over and then upside down and everything. It was much fun. Yeah. Anyway, TV gang. Bombzilla.
Bombzilla,
yep.
Band.
Gang from Hackney.
Terrible gang name. Yeah.
Thugs of Stonebridge.
gang.
Yes, Lambeth. Yeah, very good. The Liberal Democrats.
Well, they're a political party, John.
Yeah, but it's sort of gang, aren't they, really, in many ways? Okay. A street gang, I suppose. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's only about 10 of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They'd lose in a fight, in a street fight. Mark, band or gang? Dipset Muslims.
Say again.
Dipset Muslims.
We'll go gang.
Yeah, they're a gang from Lambeth, yeah. Absolutely. And finally, 20 Gypsies.
Band.
From Australia.
Yes.
There's the right answer. I assume it's a band made of 20 Gypsies, which makes them double the Liberal Democrats. So that's good. So they, in a fight between Liberal Democrats and some Gypsies, the Gypsies there would win on numbers alone.
Mm.
So, just, there you go. Anyway, let's go to Harry, because Harry's been keeping score. Harry, it was Mark in Mansfield versus Cornelius in here. What are the scores?
Well, Cornelius scored 6.
Yes.
Oh, that's quite
Mark
good.
In Mansfield yep. scored 9.
Which makes Mark in Mansfield the winner. Well done, Mark. Well done, Mark. Congratulations. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Gang knowledge secure. Thank you very much indeed. That's just about it from us. We'll be back tomorrow. Sam Delaney's with you next on Drive here on Talk Radio. He's in the studio right about now.
Hi, John.
Hi there, Sam. What's coming up on the programme?
So, disaster in Texas.
Yes.
We'll be bringing the latest from that. We'll be speaking to some local residents out there, find out how they're coping. Disaster in Japan. Well, we're on the verge of disaster in Japan,
yep.
aren't we? Because North Korea want to bomb them.
Yeah.
So that's scary. We'll be telling you throughout the show how, as long as the world is still existing, we will be updating you on the latest from there.
And if it ceases to exist,
if it ceases to exist, there's a pre-recorded item.
Yeah.
If we're all dead, but you'll all be dead too, so it'll be pointless. But it's the two mics. the two mics have pre-recorded a post-Armageddon show.
The two mics can famously survive a nuclear
They're
holocaust.
Like cockroaches.
Yeah.
And so they'll effectively just be broadcasting to each other. But I've heard bits of it, and it's hilarious. So if anything's going to put a smile on your face after nuclear holocaust, it's those two. So, and also, why Boris Johnson... I mean, I know we all know Boris Johnson is a ridiculous joke and a pig of a man. But now the whole world knows it because we've made him foreign secretary. There's a great piece in the Times today about how, like, every diplomat from Washington to Beijing cannot get their head round the fact that
it's
Britain have put this clown in charge of their foreign affairs, and we're going to be looking into that.
But in many ways, it's difficult to get how they put a clown in charge of all of America as well. So I suppose it's sort of weird.
Yeah,
this is a global theme.
Yeah, exactly, Americans. Don't laugh at us.
Yeah, look what you've got.
Yeah, glass houses.
Etc. Right, that's Sam Delaney with you next. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.